someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Hey, it sure is. You're one of the best. You got the best last talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and if you have Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio, and it'll do it. You can say, Alexa, play the Monsters of the Morning podcast on iHeartRadio. It'll do that as well. If you got a way to get to let's say you want to go to your iPhone, your iTunes, your whatever. We're all over. You can get us everywhere. And all you got to do is go check it out. The best way to find everything is go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. And there's a ton of stuff up there today for particular reasons. And we'll tell you about that coming up in a little bit. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. I'm with everyone this morning. We're going to do this until 11 o'clock. Here's the goat ripping champion up in like the Florida Dirty Gym.
Hello.
Our producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Okay, ooh, welcome.
And to my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Good time, never stop, baby.
All right, you can text our show at 77031. And when you text us, sometimes we text you back during the show. Sometimes we text you back during the break. Sometimes we read what you say on the air. So texting us is a great way to get hold of the program. If you're you know, sitting around and waiting to kind of talk to us, it's a good way to do it. Also, you can email me, russ@wtcast.com. And when you email me, sometimes we'll read those on the air, and I'll get back to you for the most part all the time when you email me, russ@wtcast.com. And when we do trivia and around 8 o'clock when we open up the phone lines, you can call us at 407-916-1041. So there you go. That's what you do. And it's a beautiful, what is it, Tuesday? It's already Tuesday, right? Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, last day of the month.
Last day of the month, July. That's crazy. Tomorrow will be August. And on the last...
What does it feel like it should be? Like, I'm sure, we got to dissect more how everything feels fast.
Yeah.
So what month should it feel like?
You won't know until you're 53, I don't think, brother.
No, I don't think
you'll get it.
I just tried to age you.
I just aged you.
I know, but yeah. I'm not... I get it. Yeah. I feel that way a lot of times.
It goes so freaking fast.
You know, but like, should it feel like March? Should it feel like...
I think it should feel like February. I think it should feel like February, to be honest with you. But it's marching along quicker.
And now it'll be, August will be here before you know it.
Hey, there's a ton of stuff on the website this morning because it's the end of the month. Like, I'm just telling you straight up. It's the end of the month and they've got all these web goals. So we've got to come up with reasons to go to the website. So between me and Angel, we got 1,000 reasons for you to go to the website, I think, this morning. And I'm going to go through some of those. And one of these, I want to ask you guys if it's real or fake, because now you guys have me freaking wondering everything I see now on social media, whether it's real or fake. And I'm going to just jump to that one right away.
Before you show me it's fake.
You think it's fake? It might be. I don't know. I have to question myself.
Let me just fake.
Hold on. Before you show them, Russ. Between you and I think these guys have seen this before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, that once again is a possibility for sure.
All right.
Let's find it now because it's
this Charlie video with his baby biting his brother's finger.
Like bizarre. Watching Russ play photo roulette on his phone because you never know exactly.
I know.
It's terrifying.
I always feel like I'm going to see the true Russ balls.
Well, before I show you this photo and ask you if it's fake or real, I will tell you where there's actual a news story related to it. Okay, and I'll give you the news story first. The news story is there is a in the state of Virginia, a congressional race has gotten heated. Okay,
all right.
And the Republican, I think it was the Republican. Let's see here. Democrat Leslie Cockburn accused Republican Denver Riggleman of
Riggleman and Cockburn, get in here,
of being into Bigfoot porn, right?
Okay.
Well, the one guy's like, hey, wait a minute, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I would never want to see a Bigfoot having sex with a person. And he's arguing the point of that he's not addicted to Bigfoot porn because he would never want to see a big hairy Sasquatch have sex with a woman. But this whole argument, it's like the guy who wrote the article didn't understand what they were talking about. And then if you read down below, they're like, hey, Bigfoot porn is something different, dummy. And this is what I guess Bigfoot porn is. And I want to ask you guys.
Oh.
Is that real or is that fake? You know, that is a very
Lowe's just put his Lowe's just
is that disgusting? It's a very petite looking woman with feet as big. Is that real or is that fake?
Russ, it's so fake.
You think it's fake?
That her foot is as wide as her the actual deck of this forest.
You can see it on our website at monsters.fm. It's monsters.fm. And I have had people that
have
telling me
seen this photo before?
100% that it's real. I've been told by several people 100% that it's real. And because I even said, that cannot be real. I'm like, no, I know this girl. It's real.
You know what? Shouldn't doubt it. Girl could have the biggest foot I've ever seen in my life.
Her foot's as big as her thigh.
It could, it could be in the Book of World Records, I guess. I mean, maybe she has the world record biggest foot in the world.
Bro, those
Shaq
are my feet. My feet.
Those are bigger than your feet.
So you're saying that
that's a size 14.
I would bet.
Even though someone told me for sure they know that's real, you would say that that is false.
I would say if that's the case, let's book her, have her come in studio.
Oh.
Is she a local?
Allegedly,
Melbourne.
It looks like man's feet.
It looks bigger than man's feet.
Yeah, I mean, so
that looks like George Murison's foot.
I know.
There's no way that's real. I would bet all my money that's fake.
I've known some girls with big old feet though.
Yeah, but Russ, come on, that her foot is as big as her thigh.
I know.
Her French manicure matches.
It does. Yeah. It really does. Yeah. That's on. You can see that. You can tell me for yourself at monsters.fm when you believe this is real or fake. I was told by a couple people that said, "No, Russ, this is real." And this
was
is
this
what,
at the bar.
And this is what Bigfoot porn is. This is men who are really into women with big feet.
Beefies?
Yeah, that's...
I've never known such a damn thing.
To me, that looks so fake that it's, you know, it's like one of those things where you're like...
Yeah.
You can't believe it.
You can't believe it.
Like, it's so fake. I mean,
that's what I said, and then when I said that, then this morning I have this Bigfoot porn shakes up the Virginia congressional race story, and I'm like, oh my God, maybe this guy was telling me the truth. There are men that are into women with super big feet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not discounting that. I'm not discounting that Bigfoot porn does not exist. But I just, that's fake. I mean, there's no, that's a shark in the middle of New Orleans.
Right.
I mean, that's fake. Yeah. As fake gets. I mean, her feet, and I've said it four times now, her feet are the length of her thigh.
Yes.
Right? You take that right foot, you cut that off, and you move it up, just in your brain, move it up to her body.
Uh-huh.
The heel would be touching her stomach, and the toe would be overlapping her knee, would it not?
It would.
That doesn't exist ever anywhere.
And look how thin her ankle is. There's no way that's real. But this guy swears it's real. He knows her.
Who is this guy?
It's some guy that I know, and he swears that he knows her. Yeah. And
you should not know that guy anymore. Well, I mean, if anybody believes that's real, you should discount them as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as an intellectual thinking thing.
Okay, so you're...
Would you date her, Russ, if you weren't married, obviously?
Oh.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, no? I don't like big-footed women. No, no.
They're very nice big feet.
Yeah.
Maybe she'd rub it on your face.
Oh, God, yeah. You imagine if you have a little girlfriend and she can wear your shoes, like size 12? That's
it's cool, man. We both wear Air Force Ones.
I don't have the foot thing like you do, but even that extreme that'd be much.
I kind of want to see her run. I just want to see what she looks like when she runs,
like a gazelle.
No, there's no gazelle. No.
Like a big,
I don't know if you can walk real well with those feet.
I don't know.
I mean, she's.
Well, I guess there's examples of all kinds of women who have super big feet like that, and there are men that are into that, and that's what this Bigfoot porn thing is. And I thought you would know more about this, Angel. I see you're not.
I've already told you this is a fake photo. This particular photo. I'm not discounting what's going on in that race. I'm not discounting that there's probably a porn channel for all of big feet,
for big footed women.
Big footed women.
Yeah.
This chick right here in this picture is not in that category at all. This was a Photoshop thing that happened. This photograph's been passed around or been bouncing around the internet for at least 10 years.
Okay. Well, I did not know that, and if you've
I was trying to
it.
Find the story that went along with this, because one of the magazines wrote something.
Now, let me say this.
Yeah.
Cute girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, cute girl, cute dress. That pathway looks like a pathway that actually is not far from my house, or my old house.
Yeah.
It's like a nature walk through a conservation area. The picture is nice, but I mean, when you get down to those feet, I mean, that's.
Do you contend that it's not humanly possible for a woman to have feet that big?
Yeah, it's not.
Even in an anomaly.
Because I mean, I think when you have a genetic situation like that, it's going to affect other parts of the body.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never even heard of a malformity that affects, because her feet are, here's the problem.
Mutation.
Like, her feet look normal. They're just giant.
In other words,
there's nothing else weird about her. Like, so, you take a perfectly normal girl until she gets to her ankles and she has these gigantic whoppy feet.
Okay, let me ask a question. So it is possible for, you know, a lot of times we'll have, let's call them little people come in here. And they, you know, normal size head, normal size hand, but everything else is small. I mean, that's possible. So,
yeah, 100%. But
we're saying that is not. I've never seen this either, and I didn't believe it was real either. But I'm telling you, this dude swears it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you look from even over here, where her left knee crosses her right shin, right under that, you can almost see the photoshopping where they've taken some of the ankle away.
Yeah.
To make it look thinner to match the remainder of her leg.
Right.
There would be. So many pictures of this girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It would be.
It would be littered with pictures of her.
Right.
And
well, she would be famous.
Yeah.
She would have been on any of the talk shows. She would be, we would know her. We would know this person's name.
Yeah, Jenny Bigfoot. We'd be like, oh, that's Jenny BF.
Then what is the Bigfoot porn they're talking about in that race in Virginia then? What is that?
It has to be dressing up like Bigfoot and doing it.
No. They said
similar
it's
to furries.
They said it's men that are attracted to women with big feet. She would be the queen, right?
Like
she's Queen Bigfoot.
She's Jenna Jameson.
she's the real
90s porn names.
With her feet, she should be 7 feet tall.
Yes, I would agree.
Or more.
I would agree. All right, well, listen, if you haven't seen this that we're talking about, it's on our website at monsters.fm. Also, if you want to get tickets to the first 5 rows of SmackDown, you can win those on the website at monsters.fm. There's a link there up for that. There's like 25 tickets for the Brew Bus. You better get them while you can. There's a link for that. I found a ghost in St. Augustine.
Ooh.
There's a link for that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. If you've never seen a chicken bucket that has been balanced on a big old ass, well, you can see that with the Iggy Azalea. I got the Ryobi cooler that I want to buy.
You got it.
Well, no. I have a photo of it. I haven't got it, but see that's what it looks
that's
like.
Nice.
See, and it shoots out cold air. How badass is that?
That's nice.
If you haven't seen it, it's on the website. The Bigfoot porn story is up. We got Tattoos Day. Who do we have on Tattoos Day, Angel?
Sue Lara.
And she looks pretty.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Pretty cool.
She a hottie?
Lazmar.
She's a hottie.
Sue Lazmar, I'm sorry.
Oh, and then there's a shameless twerk morning for web goals.
I like that.
I just decided not to dance around to this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just going to be overtly transparent on this.
Nothing wrong with that. I like your approach.
But it's a fantastic clip.
And what percentage of people do you think in the country take a bath versus taking a shower?
Oh, man. I mean, it's pretty low. I mean, are we ruling out kids?
We are. I don't know. I think it's adults. It said adults.
You got to slash it in half immediately for women,
mm-hmm.
because mostly women, I would say, take baths.
100%. I'd say.
Except me every Sunday with some bubbly.
5 or 10%.
It says only 6% take bath. And you can be a part of that poll if you want to on our website at monsters.fm. A lot of people seem to know about Bigfoot porn on the texting service, which
is
weird.
Yeah, this is really actually in the Virginia Senate race. It's actually about Bigfoot.
No.
Yeah, I'm looking at the article right now.
The creature Bigfoot.
One of the guys that's running in there had put a photograph on his Instagram of a Bigfoot with his,
junk out.
Yep. And basically, because he did that, the other guy's accusing him of being into Bigfoot porn. So it has nothing to do with women with big feet. It has everything to do with the creature. And
where's your story from? My story says they got it confused, and what he meant was women with big feet. We'll figure this out. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Orlando City returns home to host the New England Revolution this Saturday. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9, The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio. From Radio,
Radio, 104.1.
And that's right, WWE SmackDown. I know a lot of you want to go to SmackDown. We have the first five rows, and you can win those tickets on our website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. So go to monsters.fm and find the little click-through find out how you can win tickets in the first five rows. We got a bunch to give out, so we want you to go check it out on our website at monsters.fm. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. And I've had several people who people are saying that is a real photo, and other people are saying that it's not. I think we should actually talk to the woman herself.
Yeah.
And have her bring her big feet in here.
Well, they're not big, so she would just come in. There's no way that's real, dude.
What if she came in wearing big shoes and she wouldn't take her shoes off because she's so embarrassed of her feet?
I'd love
and
it.
And we'd never really know.
I'd make fun of her. Right to her face, I'd make fun of her.
And we would never really know the truth. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Today is one of those awareness days that I had no idea is, at least, my wife is a paramedic from like 25, 26 years, and says this is one of the number one calls that in her career that she's gone out for. What do you think, what kind of awareness day do you think today is that is like the number one call from her experience that she's been out for as a paramedic?
Oh, wow, really? So the number one reason your wife goes to somebody's or goes to a call is for this.
Well, this was her experience as she worked on an ambulance for years.
Oh, I see. Wow.
It's
has it do with the heat or back to school?
It's heat stroke awareness day. Exactly. Yeah. Heat stroke awareness. And I guess it's one of those things that will sneak up on a person and you don't really realize that you're dehydrated. I guess that's what happens is you get really dehydrated.
You start getting cold.
And you start getting cold.
It's weird.
Even though it's hot. And I've never had it happen.
I've had it happen, but I never went the full tilt because I was playing golf years ago at Dub's Dread. We were walking 16th hole. It's 100 degrees outside. And I remember walking off the 16th green, and oddly, I was like, I looked at my buddy Jeff, and I said, I feel cold. It's weird. And he immediately rushed me over to the shade, sat me down, ran across the street, took our golf towel, because there was a water cooler on the 17th tee.
Yeah.
Ran across there, soaked it down, ran back over, draped it over my head, and he goes, don't move.
Damn.
And sat there. He knew exactly what was going on. I had no effing clue.
He just sneaks up on you, right?
He goes, you were minutes away from having a really, really bad day, dude.
You got lucky he was there.
Yeah, I really did, because I just oh, wow, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You get that weird chill, but you get oddly cold.
And you had no, like I wouldn't have known. I've lived in Florida my entire life. I always think, oh, I can handle the heat, no problem.
Yeah.
But I guess it sneaks up on you, and it's a much bigger issue than people think that it is.
Yeah, because you know, here in Florida, because we're Floridians and we're used to heat and humidity all the time, you think, well, you know, I'm kind of accustomed to it, or, you know, been acclimated to doing it.
Right.
But your body doesn't really work like that. You're still the same chemistry, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, you may become more tolerant of it, but it doesn't mean that your body can take more of it.
Well, why do you think Florida has a bigger problem with heat stroke than anywhere else in the country?
Old people.
Tourists.
Yeah, tourists. Yeah, tourists coming from, you know, from other parts of the country, and you come to Orlando, you're not used to it. But I got to tell you, it was hotter in Birmingham than I've ever noticed in my life. But
tourists there.
Yeah. They say here in the state of Florida, though, heat stroke is a bad, you know, a really bad thing. Be aware of it. It's Heat Stroke Awareness Day, and they're doing a different challenges, to kind of show you that, hey, if you sit in a car too long without air conditioning on, I mean, it really is bad for you. We know that with children, but even for grown adults, it is. Yes, Angel.
So some of the symptoms for a heat stroke: throbbing headache, dizziness and lightheadedness, lack of sweating despite the heat.
Yes.
Red, hot, and dry skin, muscle weakness or cramps, nausea and vomiting, rapid heartbeat, which may be either strong or weak, rapid shallow breathing.
So that happened to me on the set of Prison Break.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Yeah, like it was my first big show. Like I'm super excited. I'm out in the middle of the beach, all like dressed in full Panamanian military gear for shooting in the beaches of past Clearwater. Where's the Don Cesar? Where's that hotel?
Oh, yeah, that's St. Pete Clearwater.
Okay, Clearwater, yeah. And all day, 7 hours shooting before they turned it around to shoot my parts. And I almost passed out. I stopped sweating.
Really?
They came up to me and said, all right, Carlos, we're shooting your parts. And I was like, yes. And I was like, here we go. Close up. And I called up my wife. But right after lunch, I called up my wife at lunch. I'm like, I'm feeling sick. I have a headache. And she's like, you need to eat something. I was just drinking water the whole time.
Yeah.
I wasn't drinking any Gatorade.
Right.
So I had no electrolytes in my body. So I literally, the director walks up to me and goes, all right, Carlos. I throw up right next to the director, like a freaking movie. She's like, oh, my God, they put me in a car. Long story short, yeah, it was a heat stroke dehydration. They gave me three of those bags. Luckily, I shot it the next day, but it was the worst pain I'd ever been through.
No,
like, by, scary,
by,
too.
By far, very scary. My whole body was cramping. I felt like I was just, my body was breaking down. And I just remember feeling my muscles.
It'll sneak up on you, right?
Like I should have known better. Yeah, I should have known better, but
so what did, like, when you get there, they just put an IV on you and just rest an IV?
Yep.
And they
were like, man, you got to get fluid. They had no fluids in my body. I was sitting here going, well, what's the difference between heat stroke and dehydration? But then you rattled off that entire list, and that was everything,
everything
that I had to the T. And it was one of the scariest moments. My wife pulling up, not even my wife then, at the emergency room after she's thinking I'm on set.
Right.
You know, it was a crazy story. And the Prison Break crew was so cool. They invited me back the next day, no problem. They were like, I guess it happens a lot on the set at Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so it was one of the scariest things.
We got a guy texting
happened.
In right now, 77031. Morning, guys. I just had a heat stroke 3 days ago. Playing golf at 12 p.m. tee time? Bad idea. Yeah, got it bad.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why a lot of the golf courses will run super big specials during the summer, because nobody goes out.
Yeah.
I mean, no one does. It's just foolish. Have you ever had an anxiety attack?
I don't think
I have. Like a real one?
No. I've seen people have them. No. They're scary.
It's terrifying because you think you're having a heart attack. It does. It mimics that. Your chest gets weird. So in what you said is because you have no control over it and you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
And especially if you think you're like right now, I'm 50, but I'm in okay shape. Like I'm not in awful shape. I live in a house with stairs. I exercise a little bit. I'm not awful, you know. But when you have something like that, and then all of a sudden you can't understand what's happening.
You think you could be dying.
That's the terrifying thing. Yeah. Because it just automatically, you could be going along fine, and then 10 minutes later have every symptom that Angel just said. I mean, it's that fast.
I'll bet you if you had the stats on how many people have heat stroke, you know, like at Disney in a day, I bet we'd be shocked. You know,
we've said for years, you know, we talk about the cold, you know, people, the cold, cold, cold. It's hard to tolerate cold. But, you know, when we talk to tourists as they come down, we're like, man, you know, you just simply don't understand the level of heat and humidity. You know, when you walk outside your house in this state, this month coming up for sure.
Yeah.
It's nothing for it to be 83 or 4 degrees in the middle of the night and be, you know, 95% humidity. Last night was unbelievably miserable.
For sure. Well, today is National Heatstroke Awareness Day, especially if you're in the state of Florida. Be aware of it. Drink a lot of water and don't catch that because it's bad for you. But I got a photographer that says that photo of the Bigfoot porn lady is real. It's just forced perspective. And now, Carlos, I know that you are a photographer.
Yes.
I want you to take a double look at it during
the
break.
You know what I will.
And you tell me what you think.
I'm going to give my monocle real quick.
All right, very good. All right, monsters.fm, you can check it out. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hey, there's 25 tickets left for the Monster Brew Bus. You better get them while you can. Go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm/brewbus and get those tickets. There's 25 left. You're going to join us for the Brew Bus. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's August the 11th, so snatch them up. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's brought to you by MCA Transportation, and it's on our website at monsters.fm. Also, those tickets to WWE SmackDown. We have tickets for the first 5 rows, and you can win those on our website by going to monsters.fm. Before I switch to this other topic, you said that there's a difference between...
Yeah, we had a couple people texting in, and the differences between heat stroke and heat exhaustion.
Yeah, because it's heat stroke awareness day, but... both probably are good to know about.
All right, so both are types of heat-related illnesses, include heat rash, heat cramps, and heat heat exhaustion often occurs when people work or play in hot, humid environment, and body fluids are lost through sweating, which causes the body to overheat and become dehydrated.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
All right, so heat stroke is also a heat-related illness that is life-threatening medical condition.
Okay,
it usually develops because of untreated heat exhaustion.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I did not have the heat stroke, I had the heat exhaustion.
So your first stage is exhaustion, and if you go unchecked, it can go all the way to heat stroke. And heat stroke is the extreme of those two.
Got it.
And the reason that, you know, children, obviously a child being left in a car is horrible, but children, their thermostat in their body is a little different than a grown adult. They can't adjust to heat or cold as well as grown adults do.
And so that's why it's so, you know, it's so life-threatening for children and dogs. The only way a dog doesn't sweat, they just have to pant.
Right.
So it's bad for them as well. So, in Daytona, it's good to know that, you know, you've got all classifications. If you got $100 for a hooker, if you got $50 for a hooker, and if you got $20 for a hooker, there is something for everybody.
Wow, this is like the Chinese food menu for prostitutes.
Did you see that? Now, you know, Click Six put photos of these women that were arrested for prostitution in Daytona. God. And when you, like, if I said, look, I got $100, Carlos,
yep.
I got $50 and I got 20. Who would you? These three women are that.
Oh, that is a very astute assessment.
Now, what would you do? I mean, saying you were a man that needed a prostitute, and,
yes.
there are men that need it. They've never had.
I'm gonna do it.
They've not had the touch of a woman in a lifetime, you know. And they've so you got $100. Now you could take that $100 and get the one in the middle, and
okay.
you could have the Rolls Royce if you want, you know. But then you've got no money left over for any booze, right? Right.
Good point.
So then you could go. The $50 one, okay,
yes.
which is in the middle,
uh-huh.
and you then you got $50 for booze, but that's not a lot of booze.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't know. That's enough for me. I haven't drank in a long time, so if I'm going down this horrible road
of
prostitutes and drinking,
but
I'm going all out.
Can I talk you into the $20 one? Because then you got like $80 left over, and man, you can buy whatever you want. Is that if you've not seen it, it's on Click Six. I did not put it on our website yet, but it's the disparity. I mean, the disparity.
It is crazy.
I look at the hooker to the far, far left, and I think to myself, okay, I can see, you know, times are tough. I get it.
Yeah.
The one on the far right,
that's
I'm like,
that's got to be really tough for us for the far, far left.
I'm surprised. The one on the right, far, far right, I'm like, man, you didn't have to really do that.
She looks like she could get a sweet gig at a biker bar.
Yes.
You know, like she'd be a great server.
No, yeah.
She doesn't
rough
have to,
about
you know.
This.
A little bit of Mac, you know, a little
yeah.
bit of Mac
yeah.
work, you know.
Slap some of that Nicki
makeup
Minaj.
Yeah. She's kind of, you know, cute. She's good.
Yeah, yeah.
The one in the middle could be.
She's a beauty queen.
Right.
I mean, well, take that baby doll off the streets and call her Julia Roberts.
Exactly.
Have you scrolled through this story? Have you seen the second row of these?
No.
Oh, I didn't get a second. Let me go second row. Hold on.
My gosh.
One on the left, though.
Second row.
Whoa, what's up with Kevin in the mix? Why is Kevin in the mix? What? Is he a prostitute as well?
No.
Yes.
He's obviously a gigolo. He's a very good-looking man.
I think he was handling the business, right?
He's arrested. All these pictures are everyone that got arrested.
Pimp. He's the pimp.
I think he's the pimp.
He could be just a John, right?
Yeah,
because
they
can bust you for that as well.
Nah, but they don't know. Oh, I guess they could.
Yeah, soliciting.
But look, the girl in the middle, that's a $100 hooker.
We're talking a high dollar at a VIP club.
Yeah.
She could be working. Get off the streets,
keep going,
Missy.
Keep going down. Look at that one in the middle there.
Oh, here we go.
That chick will take you out. That chick will take you out.
We have a couple of more $20 hookers for you.
Yeah. I think that chick played third base for the Mets for 4 years.
My God.
The reason Kevin got popped was because he was found asleep at the wheel behind his parked vehicle with a glass smoking device in plain view and a pill bottle.
Damn it, Kev.
Oh, Kev, what are you doing?
This is the part that's, I mean, like, they've got their name, their, you know, first, last name, and what they got charged with.
Oh, and they put their photos up.
Wow, and he had 30.
Nora was agreeing to a lewd act.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and don't forget, Kevin had a pill bottle with 31 alprazolam tablets, and that's your generic Xanax.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah, I don't know how I know that, but
this second row, though, man, the girl in the middle,
Kimberly Slezak. What a name!
What a name,
Slezak.
My goodness.
And that top, going back to that top row, that chick on the left,
The far
looks like that last scene in Raiders where that guy
right before
they start, or they stopped it, like the film broke in the middle of her melting.
I think she works on the Kong ride because she looks straight up like one of the mummies.
I love the girl in the middle. She's like, "We're doing a mugshot. Okay, I'm gonna smile.
You know,
I'm gonna look good. I mean, I'm gonna be the best looking girl on this page if it's gonna happen. You know,
apparently." The girl on the left, when they told her to smile, that left eye just wasn't going to have it.
Yeah,
I ain't having it.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of prostitutes.
That really is. So they all must work together? Is it like a tag team?
Yeah, I guess. And,
it's a sweep,
wasn't
it?
The charge is aiding and abetting or committing prostitution.
Well, yep.
And that's all of them have that.
Yeah. Leola was possessing a cocaine, possessing narcotic paraphernalia.
This looks like Orange Is the New Black.
Does the one that's more attractive? Does she? Do you think she charges more?
Yeah, of course she does.
Oh hell yeah, that's his prime girl,
yeah,
dude.
That's that $100.
That's the $100.
You ever watch those escort shows and like?
No, I haven't.
Oh yeah, they're good. They're good, especially there's a couple good ones on Netflix. And they tell you know it's all different levels. It's girls
you know
that are
lame
very
about
confident
this?
And that are able to you know conduct business and in a somewhat professional manner. They have a nice condo in the city, and then there's all the way down to unfortunate girls like this.
Mike, they were far to the left there. Yeah, what's that?
I was just saying, like, I mean, I feel bad for these women because they get put on blast. The dudes that are, you know.
The dudes that are buying it, they should.
They should be. I feel personally, you should be equally put on blast.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, there you go. Hashtag me too. You know, you're right.
That's
you're,
not no, me too, no, dude, no, come on.
No,
yeah,
no,
not the same. That's,
no. Don't mix those two, Rollins. Come on, you crazy.
Hey, you know what? You know what's crazy? Oh, this is crazy.
You're crazy.
I watched yesterday. Not the one that we just had, but the one from 1990.
So scary, right?
Okay, not really. I don't think
corny.
So. It's corny, but you know what? When was it acceptable to say the N-word on television?
Never.
Well,
did that movie come out in 1990, 89 or whatever?
No way.
92?
Was it 92? The flat out, I had to rewind it. I'm like, what did he just say? And they used the N-word in it. And I could not believe it. And also, I mean, you talk about stuff. It's the stuff that you would just never put out today.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, they're slapping women around. They're using the N-word.
I'm gonna rewatch this.
And all this, you know. And John Ritter is in it.
Yeah.
And Harry Anderson.
Yeah,
and Jonathan, one of those kids.
Stephen King movies do not hold up, by the way. I watched Children of the Corn the other night with my wife. I said the other night, like a month and a half back.
Yeah.
And I regret that 2 hours. It was awful.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was just as bad as you can imagine. The acting is terrible. It's bad. Oh, my God.
Do you remember when it first came out, how terrifying it was?
Oh, yeah. People were losing their mind. I was like, how have I never seen this? Let's watch Children of the Corn. We were Netflix surfing, looking for something, and when that popped up, I said, hey, let's give this a shot. And we're acting, like, this has to get better, right? Like, everybody was, like, freaking out about how scary this was. It was awful.
The that I watched, I guess that TV version that you're talking about with John Ritter and everything.
That courtroom scene, it's
really bad.
It's terrible.
Just little things that they don't do in acting now. Like, these two people walk up to talk to a group of people, and they stand so far away that it's not realistic. So how are you doing today? It's the acting is just so...
A lot of it is different. I forgot, Jimmy, did you like It, the new one?
Yes, of course.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, it was great.
I forgot if you had liked it or not.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was scary as hell. And
scary
and
creative, and the characters were great.
I haven't seen it again since the theater. I just saw it popped up, I think, on HBO.
I just watched it, and then my wife was saying, well, now you got to go back and watch the one, because I had never seen the original.
But you got to remember.
It doesn't hold up.
But, dude, at the time, nobody was doing that. Nobody did the creepy clown. That was the first time you saw that. Since then, everybody's done it in different forms. So it's weird. It's hard to judge it because at the time it was super crazy scary. Hello, Timmy. You know, the way the guy did it and everything. Tim Curry, I think it was.
Yeah, it was Tim Curry. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
there's one scene in it that is not in the new movie, but it was in the original, And it's the kid goes into the shower.
Yeah.
Because that used to be a fear of mine in junior high school. I hated that. The idea that they make you take your clothes off and get in and take a shower with a bunch of other boys. I hated it.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because schoolhouses were built like prison systems. And so they took the same things that they had in prison yards and they put it in schools.
That was so disturbing for me. I would do everything to try to just keep the towel on. I didn't want anyone seeing me. I didn't want to take a shower with a bunch of other kids. And I would run through and then spray myself with cologne because I didn't want to shower with everybody. And I remember Coach Fowler caught me. And he goes, you got to get back in there. The same thing that happened in this movie.
God.
Get back in there and take your clothes off. Why do I got
to
do that?
Our coaches would stand with a clipboard outside the entrance to the shower and check your name off to see if you showered.
That's creepy.
Oh, yeah, it happened. Yeah, seventh, eighth grade, I remember it specifically.
Do they still do that?
Well, no, because I was terrified of just that because of watching TV shows. And I was like, well, I guess when you get to high school, you take showers with dudes. And then thankfully, no, right as I, like, at middle school, I think it was right when it was going out, so like 92.
Right,
or,
yeah.
Maybe even earlier than that, but I never had to do it.
Yeah, it was traumatic, and then it got worse when Chad made a rat tail out of his towel and popped my pee-pee.
And then, older boys wanted to pick on you, and you're naked already.
Oh, my gosh.
It really,
have you ever had?
It was disturbing at Lockhart Junior High School.
Have you ever had your pee-pee popped by a rat tail towel, like you popped somebody on the ass?
Not by Chad.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
It was like somebody hit me with a cattle prod.
Yeah, what's up, Perkins?
Oh, dude. No, it was this. This is what I heard, because I told you I blossomed late. It was this. Colbert's got a bald rat.
Oh, jeez.
So here I am rolling through. They're already traumatized. He's got a broke tooth. You're going through there, and you get picked on relentlessly, and then you get some rich lawyer son, you douchebag, yelling out, Colbert's got a bald rat.
Yeah, and you're like in the seventh grade, and they're in the ninth grade, so they're comfortable with it now.
Yeah, I was just in eighth grade at that point. Oh. Everybody was in the same grade.
You still had a bald rat in eighth grade?
Oh, yeah, dude. I wasn't like... Trust me, I made up for it. Have you seen my chest?
That was another thing I was wondering. I was like, I don't know if I got enough down there to look like a man. Like a, you know, hair-wise.
Yeah, you're 12.
I was petrified of it. I don't know why. I just was scared. I didn't want anybody making fun of me or whatever it was. And so I would just spray myself down with cologne and then go to the class.
I had a buddy named Chuck that was equally as neurotic about it. I mean, he hated it. He would wrap a towel around his around himself and then go in there and just stick his head under the water it would get his hair wet. So when they came out, it looked like he did something. But he would never, ever... get his pee-pee popped.
There's got to be a distinct stop in that, right? Like a sudden stop in when they did that.
Yeah,
right?
There's a physical education in middle school anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
remember it was mandatory back then. So I mean, today, if you were in school at third period, you got on your shorts and your shirt, and you went out, you played kickball, and sweated yourself crazy, and then came back in. They just don't want you getting dressed and going to class. I mean, if you had PE the second period, you were sweating mess pretty much for the next three classes.
Because at that age, kids don't know to use deodorant, and they start stinking, and then so kids make fun of them for being stinky. So it's a bad time in your life, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, oh man, I'm so glad I didn't have to do it.
It's funny, that was, you know, in the original It, they go back and they show a lot of the stuff that's in the current one that we all have watched recently. And that particular scene, they left out. Every other scene so far is in there.
Did you watch both parts?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, because I'm really looking forward to the new It, the second part.
Yeah.
You know, when they're all grown up. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they kind of do it.
Yeah, but I was surprised that they used the N-word, and I know that was it was on television. That wasn't in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, TV series.
You remember a long time ago I told you the story about, it was one of the local channels. One of the big channels, 269, whatever.
Yeah.
And they played Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
And they bleeped the fart scenes around the campfire, but allowed every N-word to be said.
Yeah,
it was after 10 o'clock, right at 10 o'clock. They played it on like a Saturday night, and I swear on my life, I remember I think I either called, I had to have called you because there was no texting or anything back then. I said, dude, can you believe this? They just played Blazing Saddles. They deleted the fart scene, no fart sounds when they're sitting around that campfire, but yet they said every N-word.
Well, I say funny, it's ironic, it's whatever. When we first started radio, the N-word was like,
you use it if you want to, but
you probably shouldn't. And now it is like, you just don't say it. But when we first started, I mean, it was like, you can get away with it once or twice, whatever. And obviously, you know, times have changed.
Yep.
But when I saw that in that movie, I'm like, whoa, I had to rewind it. Did he say what I thought he said? And I'll be damned.
That word has been so perfectly vilified, which I agree. It's about time. But I even get uncomfortable when I hear black comics say it.
Yeah.
Like, it's uncomfortable. It's weird to me for some reason.
But it's weird. It's come, like, full circle. Like, a younger generation uses it. White, black, Spanish, like it's full tilt, man, and I'm sitting there looking at Tekashi 6ix9ine, who's a Mexican dude, uses it almost every other word. He's one of the most popular guys around right now.
Yeah,
and it makes me uncomfortable, you know. But
I told you my son's wrestling team. I've said this since my boy was in high school, that what we know as racism as adults, I didn't see it exist in my kids' life because they just didn't look at it like that. Right. I mean, they were all, I mean, my kid would roll in and have, you know, two Mexican friends, an Asian guy and two black guys, and they would roll together thick. Like, like, you know, it was just how it was. I didn't see what we know as categorical racism in that particular social generation. They didn't look at it like that.
But when I was on the wrestling team, it was like that as well. We all were just, we didn't look at race. It was all just buddies. You know?
But when it comes to that particular word, to be able to say it so loosely now, it's just, it trips me out still. And it's weird. Only Hispanic dudes from New York can get away with it.
Oh, really?
Like, it's a weird thing, like Fat Joe, Big Pun, and that type. They create like a bunch of those in New York, like smooth, gigantic, big rapper looking guys.
So if you're looking for your chance to win tickets for two to this week's Monster Fan Appreciation Show, and I know a lot of people are, because a lot of people are emailing me these nice sad stories of why they want to go, and please give them to me. I can't do that, guys. I just can't. I've got good friends of mine that want to go on Saturday, and I can't just give them tickets. This is Universal Studio has given us 100 tickets to give out to listeners, and you're the listener, so we'd love for you to win them by calling in a minute or two, and you'll be on, you know, to do the Triple R segment of 7 questions. It's Universal Studios. We'll be there we'll be there this Friday morning live and Saturday morning live. And Saturday is going to be the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. Your chance to win those tickets coming up in mere minutes. So you might want to get on the line and play a little trivia. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. And if you want to win those SmackDown tickets, you can do it on our website at monsters.fm. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Now that we've all quit Facebook and started talking to each other again.
Hey, you want to see pictures of my new spice cabinet?
Okay, Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando.
Remember the home builders. They're hardworking people. And my homebuildersnetwork.com can help you. If you still have a blue tarp on your roof, you got to fix that roof, and maybe you need just a little bit of repair, or maybe you need the entire roof fixed. My Home Builders Network can help you out. Mike, the home builder, can do it. He can do anything. He's a fourth generation contractor and can help you with home repairs, but roof repairs, he definitely can do that. Any kind of home repair that I have that I know I can't do, I call Mike, the home builder. MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. That's MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. He even can work with you with your insurance claim. He pays close attention to great detail. And a great guy. It's myhomebuildersnetwork.com for any kind of home repairs that you know you can't handle, you're afraid to handle, you're like, ooh, I might electrocute myself if I do this. That's when I call Mike the Home Builder at myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Easy to remember, myhomebuildersnetwork.com, and he will take care of you for sure. Like I said, I've used him for years and love it, and he's a great guy. And so it's if you've got a roof problem, a little repair, or a whole roof, he'll do it. Myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Hey, thanks for listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I just emailed the guy that sent me this picture of the girl. Let me show this to Ryan Holmes, by the way.
He's good at this. He's good at Photoshop. He's good at, you know, Illustrator.
I can spot a fake.
You can? Okay, spot a fake? Okay, all right. I've got it over here. Now, I'm going to show you on my screen, okay? That's on my screen. Now I found out her name. And her name is Jessica, and a listener of the show swears that she's real. And I'm okay.
Okay, that is not real.
You don't think that's real?
That is not real at all. That's a Peggy Hill feat right there.
If you look at monsters.fm, allegedly she's real, and she's going to call the show in a little bit.
Yeah.
So I got that happening.
Oh, we're going to be able to tell how big her feet is by the sound of her voice?
Wow, that's useless.
Yes, how big they is. We were going to be able to do that.
Video chat.
Let's find out what prize we have in the old prize pinata today.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Senso Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com. That's CENTOmoving.com. You hit the start quote button. Let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning, and there's your discount for you, centomoving.com. Up first, we have a four-pack of tickets to see David Matthews tribute band at the House of Blues on Friday. Remember, it's a David Matthews tribute band at the House of Blues on Friday, August the 3rd. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
You
had to specify that because yesterday there was a little bit of confusion.
And they're touring. They're touring right now.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
What was it? Oh, they thought it was the real Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a pair of tickets to Classic Albums Live, Fleetwood Mac Rumors at the Hard Rock Live. And that, again, that's August the 3rd as well. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets. Now, with these Classic Albums Live, just to reiterate, it's not real Fleetwood Mac. They have a band, a professional band, and they redo the album, and it makes it seem like you're there with Fleetwood Mac.
Gotcha.
But what aren't you?
Not really with Fleetwood Mac.
But they sound... Just like studio.
It's studio musicians who basically recreate the album note for note. And that's exactly what it is.
And it's really cool because
it's amazing.
The professionals that they get in there to do this, it's just a really cool time. And it's like listening to the album live is what they're creating there.
Okay.
And they'll wrap it up with us, a pair of tickets to see, to join us, the Monsters, for Monsters Fan Appreciation Day at Universal Orlando, Saturday, August the 4th. Tickets, prizes include two-park, two-day, park-to-park Universal Orlando tickets valid for admission to Universal Studios and Universal Islands of Adventure theme parks, general parking pass, and a $25 Universal Orlando gift card. Join the family for a whole new ride. Fast and the Furious Supercharged is now open at Universal Orlando Resorts. And those are the prizes in today's Prize Pinata.
Yeah, we're going to be there Friday to do a live show, and we're going to be there on Saturday morning. So we're going to meet with everybody at around 10 o'clock or so, take a photo with everyone in front of the radio studio, then go ride a bunch of rides, maybe go to one of the shows, which the Monster Makeup Show is a lot of fun, have lunch at the Monster Cafe, probably around 12:30 or so, and then head out and ride a bunch of more rides, and then end up at the, it's called Finnegan's Irish Bar. So that's the plan for Saturday. Hope you can join us. Let's see here. My screen has decided to do something different. So is that Jose on line one? Is that what you got?
That is correct.
All right, there we go. Let's go. Jose, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Jose?
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
I'm wonderful, man. I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, just take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, then one of the Monsters can help you out, and you can win whatever you want. What prize are you going for?
Of course, man. Universal with you guys.
Universal Studios. Okay, very good.
Are you allowed to go back, Jose, after that incident? Are we good?
Sure. Everything is resolved.
Okay, good.
Everything is resolved. Okay. Everything
is resolved.
You got Dirty Jim, you got Angel, Carlos, or Ryan Holmes that can help you if you don't get it right. Here we go. The star of this movie franchise says that he's in Mexico right now filming the sixth film in this series. What movie franchise are we talking about?
Okay, star of this franchise.
Uh-huh.
Only thing I could think is Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise in what movie? What franchise?
Mission Impossible, is it?
Mission Impossible. No, that's not it. Matter of fact, which Mission Impossible is it?
Six, wasn't it?
This is
it five or six?
It's six that's out now, huh?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, it was just number one.
Yeah, I think it's six.
It's the sixth one. Okay.
Six or five, one of them.
All right, yeah, that's not right. Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim, you've got Angel, Carlos, or Ryan Holmes?
Let's see if I go with this one. The movie door. Carlos.
Yes. All right, let's see.
The star
here,
of this
man.
Movie Gosh. Franchise says he's in Mexico right now filming the sixth film in this series. What franchise are we talking about?
Wow. Star of this franchise.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
It is a big one.
Six. Mexico. What could it be?
I'll see you guys in about an hour.
Yeah.
I gotta slide out and do some work on my car.
I get no time at all. Everybody else takes their sweet time, and I'm the only one that gets attacked.
The most time.
I'm going to go with... I know, Jose. I'm sorry. I'm just like drawing a blank here.
Drawing a blank. Give me a movie that's got a franchise to it.
Let's go Chris Pratt and Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is incorrect. I'm sorry. 407-916-1041. What's the name on line two, Angel? I can't read any of these.
Brian on line two.
Brian. It's another Jose. They're all Jose.
Brian, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Brian?
Good morning, Monsters.
Good morning, sir.
It sounds the same.
Tell me, what do you think the answer is here? It's the star of this movie franchise says he's in Mexico right now filming the sixth film in the series. What franchise are we talking about?
I might go with another Fast and Furious, Vin Diesel.
Another Fast and Furious. I think they're up to eight
22.
Now.
22. They've done 22. Right. Of them,
yeah, I think
Brian.
They're up to
what
eight now. Yeah,
one of them.
Watch them out. They're at 9 and 10.
They're at 9 and 10. God. All right. Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim. You've got Ryan Holmes or Angel.
Go Ryan Holmes.
Oh, nobody goes with Ryan Holmes.
And there's good reason for that.
So, wait a second, sir. Do you understand? that Jim and Angel are still available. Let's just be clear.
Yeah.
No, Ryan.
It's a shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go,
it's
Ryan.
It's the first time he's ever
picked. All right, Ray, you know what? I'm going to give you a little baby hint.
It's the first time I've been picked. Let me have my moment.
The star
White
of this,
privilege.
The star of this movie franchise says that he is in Mexico filming the sixth film in this series. What franchise is it? It's Universal Studios related.
Ooh, sixth film, Universal Studios related. Trying to think of what's...
God, hurry up forever!
Yeah, you don't have all day.
I'm gonna go with Transformers.
Transformers is incorrect. No. I'm so sorry.
Now I see. Not,
but, you know, Fernando, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
I shouldn't have picked you. I hate you, Ryan.
Fernando,
my mortal enemy.
The star of this movie says he's in Mexico right now, filming the sixth film in this series. What movie franchise are we talking about?
Rambo.
Rambo is incorrect.
Yes.
You've got Dirty Jim and you've got Angel. Who do you want to go with?
Let me go with Angel.
All right. I'll say it again so you know the question. Star of this movie says he's in Mexico filming the sixth film in this series. It is Universal related.
Ed Helms, Police Academy.
You must not have liked that guy. No.
Oink, oink.
That is not it.
Okay. Damn it!
How'd you miss?
Edwin.
I thought for sure that was right.
Edwin, you're on Real Radio.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, is Edwin?
Hello, Edwin.
Hey, it's Edwin.
That's Hi. Right, I'm Edwin. How you doing?
What's I'm going wonderful, on? Sir. Are you wanting to win those tickets to Universal?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That was not creepy.
The star of this movie franchise, just yesterday in an interview, he was in Mexico. He goes, well, I'm in Mexico. I'm officially telling you that I'm here filming the sixth film in this series. It's a big star. It's a big movie, Universal related. What movie are we talking about?
It's weird you say Universal related.
Well, Edwin, you give a shot.
Yeah.
What do you think, Edwin?
DJ, Jim's getting ready to take me out. Right?
No,
you,
go ahead.
You get a chance, and
I
if you screw
myself,
it up.
I was talking to myself. I forgot my mic was on.
If you screw it up, then Jimmy gets a chance.
Looking at Universal. Okay, so me and Jimmy, so, hey, let's talk to Sue, but I was thinking the Hulk.
I mean, I guess. Have they made five of those, dude?
Could there be Harry Potter? And it's not Potter, right? Not Potter stuff.
Why wouldn't it be Potter?
Yeah, they'd be in Mexico.
Mexican Harry Potter?
Yeah. Welcome to Hogwarts.
Is that your answer, Harry Potter?
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm going to do Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's a terrible answer. No, it's not.
I don't agree with him. I think you can shoot Harry Potter in Mexico.
Dirty Jim.
Ay, Dios mío. The star, están los wizards.
The star of this movie is a big star. He has said in an interview yesterday, I'm in Mexico filming the sixth film in this series of big movies that's a franchise that is definitely Universal related because we've all ridden the ride. What movie franchise are we talking about?
Come on, Jim. Come on, man.
Oh, God. Really? Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park?
That is incorrect. That is not the answer. I'm so sorry. Dan, you're on Real Radio 104.1. Man, you guys are going to kick yourself in the ass when you hear the answer.
Oh, yeah, I feel it.
Dan, can you hear me?
I'm not.
I can hear you.
All right, star of this movie says he's in Mexico filming the sixth film in this series. What movie is it?
Dude, I'm hoping it's something badass like Bourne or something like that.
Jason Bourne
does not have a Universal.
Is incorrect. Everybody is now open again to answer this question for you. If they answer this question for you, you get to go to Universal. You've got Carlos. You've got Angel. You've got Ryan Holmes or Dirty Jim. I can't believe no one's guessed it yet.
And we're going on the Jason Bourne ride, to be honest.
Man, I feel I gotta go with the guy with the best show. New show on the radio, my man Jim Colbert.
All right, Jim Colbert.
For him, Jim. Look at that plug he just gave you.
I love
if
it. Thank you.
Lose it for him.
Yeah.
God almighty. Did he make a guess?
He did not.
No, he did not.
He hadn't made a guess yet.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
No, Dan. So let's hear your guess.
Dan, what's your guess?
I went with the terrible idea, apparently, of the Bourne.
Yeah, he said Jason Bourne.
Okay. Oh, it was so bad. Yeah. It was wiped from all of our memories.
That's how instantly horrible that guess was. We completely glossed over the fact that the Jason Bourne ride.
Because there's no Jason Bourne ride at Universal.
Hold on.
Yeah, he just figured it out.
I don't know that I did.
Uh-huh.
Did we just talk about this person?
I don't know if we did or not.
We just forgot something somebody said 1 minute ago.
This is a big star, a big franchise, a Universal ride. You're going to kick yourselves in the ass when you finally answer it.
Men in Black?
Men in Black is incorrect. No.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, my my God. Who do you want me to take, Angel? Ed or Brian?
I don't ride rides.
Actually, you know what? Let's go with Ed.
Ed is the last
one. That's a strong
name. Indian Harbor Beach,
Ed. Ed, thank you for the great plug, though.
Ed, you're from Indian Harbor Beach.
I'll pay you back.
You are now the last person here that's going to get a chance at this. If you don't get it right, you got a monster that can help you. Are you ready, sir?
Oh, I'm 100% ready.
All right. You're going to take those tickets?
Here we go, Ed.
You going to go to Universal if you win?
They don't call me.
If I win, I'm taking my daughter. She's been dying to go on the Jurassic Park right before they tear that thing down.
All right. The star of this movie franchise says he's in Mexico. He's filming the sixth film in this series. What movie franchise are we talking about?
See, I've been stuck on two, but I'm going to go. I want to say The Mummy.
The Mummy? Man, oh, man, oh, God almighty. Dude, you are so wrong. Who do you want to help? You've got Ryan Holmes. Aww. You've got Angel Rivera or Carlos Navarro.
You know what? Let me go with Carlos.
All right, man. I want to win for you and your daughter, dude. Hey, I think.
Okay, Carlos. Let me
look at me.
Star of this movie franchise, he's in Mexico. He says, I'm filming the sixth one in this series.
Yes.
It's a big movie. He's a big star. It's a ride at Universal. We all have seen it. What movie are we talking about?
Jurassic World, Chris Pratt.
No, somebody already said
Jesus,
man.
You've already said
no,
that.
I
that
said
is not
Indiana
the answer.
Jones.
I said Jeff Goldblum
but
in Jurassic Park.
But you said Jeff Goldblum. Well, I thought it was Chris Pratt.
Man, you guys are kicking yourself in the ass. Brian, you're
so bad. I feel so bad. I thought I had it.
Brian, you're on Real Radio. How you doing, Brian?
Damn it.
Oh, come on. I need this.
All right. Star of the movie says he's in New Mexico. He's filming the sixth one in this series. It's big. Well, who is it? What movie franchise?
It's wrong, but it's The Avengers.
It's not The Avengers.
Don't get mad at us, Ross.
You're holding the answer.
Jesus.
I would have known this.
You've got Ryan Holmes, and you've got Angel.
It's not
Angel.
Angel.
All right, here we go.
Angel.
You know it?
He's huge, right?
He's a big star.
He's a big, huge guy.
He's a big guy. He's a big movie franchise. We see the ride every time we go to Universal. Big movie franchise.
Brian, so I'm thinking either Spider-Man or King Kong. King Kong, dude.
King Kong is incorrect, too. They're not six King Kongs.
You're beating us mercilessly here.
I'm really shocked that especially you didn't get it.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. What is that?
Who do I go to next?
Grab line one.
My phone is blowing up with the answer right now. I'm not looking
at it. Don't look. Line one, what is your name?
Greg.
Okay, this is the longest. This is the longest it's ever gone. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, this is a long one.
I'm
winning.
Okay, let me set it up, and you got to sound excited when you win. Go crazy when you win, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The star of this movie franchise says he's in Mexico. He's filming the sixth film in this series. It's a big movie. This is a big star, worldwide star. We see the ride every time we're there at Universal Studios. What movie franchise?
Terminator
is correct. There you go. That is the answer.
That ride's not there anymore.
That ride is not there anymore.
The ride's not been there. For like a long, long time.
Well, it's still a big franchise.
I would have guessed it right off the bat. Uh-huh. You would have said eliminated ride.
Yeah, the ride's not. You kept saying that we see the ride.
We always see that ride.
Man. The ride's not there.
The ride's not there anymore.
Man, dude.
So whatever.
I knew this was what the deal was. I knew it was going to be something like that where we didn't get it.
To be fair, at first he said Universal related. He didn't say ride.
Yes, right.
So he had that going for him.
But brown nosing. Look at you. That's great.
You can pick one time. Going for the facts, guys. Going for the facts.
The ride was always across the street from where we do the show.
It used to be.
It's Terminator, and it's the sixth Terminator. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't remember how many Terminators there are.
Yeah. It's funny how nobody remembered Terminator at all.
For real.
Yeah, because the ride's not there anymore.
It has nothing to do with the ride. It has to do with the people even didn't think.
It didn't even cross my mind.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of the biggest stars in the world, right?
No, he's not.
No, not anymore.
Oh, but he has been.
Yeah, everybody has been. But when you say the biggest star in the world, I think, if you notice, every single answer was a working star that works, like big name star that we're doing now. That's what we're...
Well, then, Jimmy, my question was stupid.
No, it wasn't stupid. It was just hard.
No, it's Terminator.
I strike. I strike all you want.
Everybody's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
Dumb question.
Still, he's doing the sixth of those at his age. You know how old Arnold Schwarzenegger is?
71.
71.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Damn, I did not know he was that old.
Hollywood.
I didn't know you were DMX.
They just give out HGH everywhere you go in Hollywood.
Yeah, he does a bunch of close-up face videos, and I'm like, get you a tripod about 3 to 4 feet away. I'm no better, but hey, back it up.
What happens when you turn 70 and this weird thing happens with your tongue?
What
did you notice his last video that was super close?
There he is right here.
That doesn't move?
That's the one.
Oh, yeah, that one. Watch his tongue in that video. It's doing something weird.
He's announcing that he's doing the sixth of that series. I haven't seen the last three.
Maybe he always spoke that way.
They make a ton of money overseas.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they make a ton of money overseas.
So after that last one where he looks so fake with the CGI and everything, I was like, they're not going to do that again.
Yeah, they made money. No.
I guess so, but it's just like he's just an old broke down computer now.
He's an old broke down computer. All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose.
Hey, if you want to win, tickets to the first 5 rows of WWE SmackDown. You can do that by going to our website at monsters.fm. Check out the Monster blog, and there'll be a little thing there to tell you how you can win those tickets to SmackDown. The first 5 rows. That's pretty cool. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel Carlos, and Ryan Holmes all here today. Hey, so there's a story out, and you probably already know this, Carlos, but there's a story out about why Andrew Lincoln is leaving The Walking Dead. So if you had to guess, Jimmy, what do you think of reason he gave for leaving The Walking Dead?
Probably just wants to do something else. I would say to kind of further his career. He's kind of been there, done that, been a long time. I think, common.
Just wants to do something else. Okay, well, Angel, what do you think the reason Andrew Lincoln gives for leaving The Walking Dead?
It's probably just the physical toll it has taken on him.
Okay, all right. That's another good answer. Ryan Holmes, what do you think it is?
Man, that show's probably, really hard to work on. You're hot. It's dirty. You're constantly growing your beard out, cutting your hair, growing it out. It seems like a pain in the butt.
Okay, and then Carlos, do you know?
From what I've kind of heard, I think it's to spend time with his family.
That's exactly. Yeah. I wanted to hear what the different ideas we thought it could have been. But he says that, listen, he's got 2 young children. He lives in a different country and they're becoming less portable as they get older. So he goes, it's very, very simple. It was just time for me to come home.
Yeah.
Where he lives in a different country. What
England.
Country? Oh, England. He lives in England.
Yeah. Yeah. He comes from a very prestigious family in England.
Yeah.
And that doesn't surprise me. He was always talking about his kids and and that's what I'd heard through some of my friends that I said, what's going on? And I said, he just wants to spend time with my family. That guy could do whatever he wants. Mm. People are like, why did they kick him off the show? Why is he leaving? He wants to be a movie star. He was perfectly happy. But imagine, you're in Georgia for 10 months of the year, and your family's in England.
And your kids are getting older.
They're getting older. They don't want to travel back and forth. You're totally separated from quote-unquote Hollywood life.
Yeah.
Like, this is in L.A. where, you're going to premieres and stuff. And that's not his style anyway.
Uh-huh.
The guy does 3 conventions a year and donates it all to charity.
Oh, does he really?
He is one of just those great people. I mean, you heard everybody talking about him this San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, really?
And the type of character and person that he is. And
now, Andrew Lincoln, is he the one that was in Love Actually?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, and he looks very different than he does.
I bet you, and here's the thing, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, this is not, we're not going to not see him anymore. There's a ton of productions that happen in the U.K. There's a ton of series. There's a ton of movies that are shot and done there. It's probably just to work back home.
Yeah,
you know?
Net worth?
Oh, gosh.
God, I don't know.
What do you think? It's a good one, right? That one's hard to kind of pinpoint.
How long has he been on Walking Dead?
It's going to be 9 seasons. So
about 10 years on The Walking Dead, and it's been the number one show consistently. I will say he's worth $50
million. 40.
I'm going to go 22.
$4 million.
It's pretty close. Ryan Holmes is closest. He's worth $16 million, makes $650,000 per episode of Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, he's doing good.
And when he leaves, Norman Reedus will be one of the highest paid guys in television.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he could have gotten $1 million easy per episode. He could have probably squeezed even more out of that, but he's all right. You know, that guy loves to surf in the middle of Argentina. He's a different kind of guy.
So you believe the show will be okay without him?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't know. It's the heart and soul of the show, as well as the character in the comic book. But I really hope so. Yeah. Obviously, a bunch of my buddies work on there. I want them to work a long time, but it'll be interesting to see.
It was like Carl. Like Carl, when the show first started, I was like, can somebody please kill this kid?
Yeah.
Like, the whole time. And then I ended up liking him, and they got rid of him. I was like, oh, different show.
All right. Check out our website at monsters.fm if you want to win those tickets to WWE SmackDown. It's at monsters.fm. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Think of it as punching someone in the face, but with words.
Call now, 888-978-1041.
Real Radio, 104.1.
From the...
If you want to see that story about Bigfoot porn, you can see it on our website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. Also, there's information about the Monster Back to School Skate Party on the website at monsters.fm. You can go skating with us at Astra Skate. And this is one of the very first things where we're actually including, you know, like kids can come. It's for, you know, adults and kids, whole family. And it's a skate party presented by your host, Carlos B.
Yeah.
You're going to do the race, the races.
I'll be on, like, all night getting people going, hollering at Angel Boom is going to be there. Russ Rollins, you got the ladies and the men's and the everybody coming out for your couple skate. What you got going on with them?
You know what? I'm waiting to hear an official word on the prize. But I think we got a really, really big prize. And the last couple on the rink that's skating will win that big prize.
I know there's people that are coming out to win that.
Skate?
Yes.
And you know, and I get to be the judge, right?
So yes.
And I get to skate around, and then if I tap you on the shoulder, you gotta get off the rink.
Go.
You know?
Are you gonna practice this Wednesday? My wife, Savannah.
Yeah.
Ryan, if you're down at Astro Skate, where this will be taking place on August 10th, but tomorrow we will be practicing.
You're gonna go practice.
I've been practicing at the house a lot.
Yeah, you have custom skates.
I do.
You called mine the ones I'm gonna get potato shoes.
Yeah,
you know, that's what they look like.
Yeah,
you can't show me up in like fancy skates. Now I've got to go buy skates
for
this now.
You really should, and you always have them. And
Holmes is going to be in charge of the Ryan Holmes Cotton Candy Bonanza.
I can't wait for that.
Have you fired up the old cotton candy machine to make sure it's working right?
I have, yeah, because I hadn't done actual cotton candy in a minute. Usually I hire somebody out for it. And it's going to be harder because I'm going to be on skates the whole time.
Good.
That's the bonanza part on the skate.
Dude, I love cotton candy. I love it. It's one of my treats. I love eating it. I know it's just basically sugar. I'm looking forward to it.
It's not just basically sugar. That's all it is.
That's all it is, man.
It is just sugar that's stretched out. That's all it is.
Zero other ingredients.
Yeah. And Savannah's doing the snake skate.
Yes.
So
I'm going to do a snake skate.
And all this, one of the reasons we're doing this is to help out the people for a gift for teaching. So bring some school supplies. Donate those. You'll get a discount off your ticket for helping us out. And it's going to be on August the 10th, a Friday night. So it's a Friday night family event. And something we don't really do a whole lot of, so I'm curious to see what kind of a crowd shows up for a family event like skating. But I think it's going to be pretty good.
I think it's going to be huge. And whether you skate or you don't, head on out. We're not, you know, you can sit around the side, you know, your elbows.
With me.
Exactly.
I'll be sitting around the side. I'm not a great skater.
It's totally cool if you don't skate. A lot of people are asking me about that. And we want everybody out there.
I have the fear of busting my ass.
Well, you know, I want to see you out there, Russ, because I'd like to see.
Well, I got to do this couples thing.
Yes.
You know, but
yes.
But I could just kind of wait, you know, and like, okay, they're coming around now. And when they're coming around, I can tap them on the shoulder.
And take them out.
Smack them in the head.
Get off the stage.
You're out.
Yeah.
Clothesline them.
So that'll be hard when it's down to the last three or four people.
Can your wife skate?
Huh?
Can your wife skate?
She can.
Okay, so you guys be doing your couple skate. Yeah.
But she said she can't backward skate. So she's like, well, if you want a couple skate with me, you're going to have to learn to go backwards. I was like, I can barely go frontwards.
Right,
There's no way that's going to happen. So, but anyway, it's going to be coming up on August the 10th. It's a great cause, and it'll be a really great time. Hey, so Angel, you sent me a story the other day. Was it yesterday?
So I posted the story up here, and it's coming out of New York, and so I wasn't aware of that this was a serious issue. They're talking about a millennial housing crisis.
Yes.
Basically, what they're saying is, in this article, is that the millennials are not moving out of the house. They're not leaving home. So this designer, and the guy, I just had his name up here, he was part, you know, he worked for Rolls Royce. The guy's worked, you know, pretty neat gigs, whatnot, doing these different designs. And he's designed this new pod that you can basically, it's being marketed and sold to millennials, that you can post this up and put it in your parents' yard. And it looks like a huge, giant ball. Just, it's a big giant pod. It's got steps that go up into it, and it's a living space.
So is it like, okay, when you said pod, I thought you meant like the ones that you put out in front of your house, and you, it's a big, you know,
like a big square box, right?
Big square box. So this is actually made for living?
This is made, again, from the video, it's about a minute long. You walk into it, it's got a couple windows. There's a area for the bed. There's an area for like a desk and a computer and everything. And it's your own little space. And they're designing these and marketing these for millennials so that, you know, because they're, you know, again, I wasn't aware that this was a huge crisis. Uh-huh. And that's how they label it, the housing crisis with millennials. And one engineer hopes to solve the problem by selling pods to parents to set up as independent living spaces in their yard.
So
it looks like a really fancy clubhouse.
Damn.
It's like we want you to be comfortable but not too comfortable, right? Like don't you don't want to stay here too long. Is there a bathroom in it?
From the video that I am watching of this thing, there doesn't seem to be a video there. Like, so there's certain, I guess, things that you would still go back into the main house to use.
Yeah, you got to go inside the house to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, so
how about the cook?
There's not a cooking space. So it looks like
it's a bedroom in the backyard.
It's a bedroom. Right. Like I said, it looks like a cool fort.
I wonder how much it costs.
That's the one thing that doesn't have in here is the price for this.
Here's what I do know. I was just out at the RV place, you know, because I was taking my RV in to get some stuff done before we go out this weekend.
Yeah.
And they're selling now what is basically an air-conditioned box.
I've seen those, Jimmy.
Right. So, you open the door, there's the bed and a TV, and that's it. The kitchen is outside. Like, you go to the back, you lift up a panel, and the panel acts as a cover, and there's another little TV, a little fridge, a tiny little microwave, and you pull out a burner, like a couple burners, and that's it. That is it. That's it. No bathroom, no nothing else.
Yeah, just.
And that's it. And so that's like the as minimalist as it gets. And that kind of sounds, and those go about, I think, $8,000 to $10,000.
Oh, okay.
So the one in the video that they're using doesn't show a bathroom, but some of them can include bathrooms and other features. So there's like, it all depends on how much money you want to spend on the pod.
Because if you get $8,000 to $10,000, you could give it to the kid.
You want to know how much one of these costs?
Yeah.
Goes for?
How much is that? That pod?
Their quote unquote clubhouse.
The clubhouse pod.
$30,000.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Oh, what?
That's a good way. Let me tell you what you can do with $30,000.
Yeah.
You could buy a just a slightly used, really nice camper and take it to a campsite and park it and pay $250 a month for rent and get power and cable.
For $30,000, you could go to the steps of the courthouse and get a foreclosed house.
Yeah.
And just do that. I thought it was going to be like, all right, get this weird pod. It's like $2,000.
Yeah.
Because, that's more than 2 years of rent right there.
Is that really an issue, though, right now, currently? I mean, I don't know.
Rent's too damn high.
Are people just not moving out?
No, I've read a bunch of stories where it says that is an issue. A lot of millennials are not moving out of their home. They're their parents' home. Their parents are living with them longer.
Think about that one story just a couple weeks ago, right, where they had the parents literally had to sue their kid to get them out of their house.
Oh, did you see that guy, too? I saw an interview with him. He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, but it's expensive, man. Where the hell are you going to find a place for under $1,000 that you're going to want to live, like...
Nowhere. Not in this city.
Like, not here in Orlando. You could share it with a roommate, but then you got a roommate. Like, it just... Everything costs a lot. Then you got your phone bill. Then you got your insurance. And, okay, so we're already around 2,000. These millennials are... I shouldn't say... These millennials. But people coming out of college right now... They're not making the best salary.
Right.
So I totally get it. And then with 3D printing, you know, they're 3D printing these houses. I can only imagine the next 5 to 10 years what type of housing situations are going to be built out of technology.
Yeah. So
these things are the first kind of steps, but the stuff that's going to be even cheaper to live in, because this is still expensive.
No, like, this is not 3D
really
printing.
Expensive.
No, this is not 3D printing.
This is like real deal.
This is like fancy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's been a little bit more than, but you know, if you are, you know, you've got kids that have, you know, kind of grown up and they're college age or whatever, you're ready to get that space.
I bet.
You know, as an adult, you're like, okay, I'm ready for you to move out now. You know,
I've done enough.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
You gotta
learn how to do it yourself. I can't keep patting you on the ass.
Yeah.
What's the age limit? You gotta kick them out.
Now. you know, my guys, we told them if you're in school, you have a place to stay. You know, that's one of those things. I have one that's still in school.
Yeah.
And she lives in the house for now, but she wants out. I mean, she wants to be away from us as much as we want her to be on her own. Sure. You know what I'm saying? So she'll be moving out in the fall, and when she gets her school, she's looking for a roommate. And other than that, everybody else has been on their own. They just, I mean, you, look, man, struggle gets you, makes you hard. It's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
Struggle a little bit.
Angel?
This is interesting. Coming in on the texting, 77031. Rent is too high. I live in Lake Nona. I pay $2,000 a month for a two-bedroom apartment.
Right. Yeah. Move away from Lake Nona.
Yeah, I'm a cable guy at people's houses all day long. I see it every damn day.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. I live in a three-bedroom house with four people, and we have a hard time making it.
Yeah, man. It's just insane, man. Yeah.
And Orlando is one of the more expensive cities to live in when you factor in the wages people make and how high housing is. It's nuts that especially being a comic, they stuff themselves in these little houses like group homes, and it's not great.
No, Scott Maxwell's been writing about that for a while over at the Orlando Sentinel, saying, you know, one of the big problems is not only do we have increasing rent fees, you know, I mean, I think like Carlos was saying, you cannot find even a loft in the city for $1,000 in a neighborhood where you don't have to steel line your walls for bullets every day. But in that same sense, the majority of the jobs in this city are hospitality jobs that pay either minimum wage or a bit over that. So you can't really afford to live in the city, and even with a full time job.
Never at home. You live at home or you live in your own place? Or
I have my own place. Like, It's a very insane situation what I have. I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
what is it?
Well, my mom is a real estate investor. So
we
do that, and she's got several properties all over, and I stay in one of them.
Ross lives in a house, I think, with five people.
Oh, yeah?
I think they live in a house with five people. I mean, that's not uncommon.
No, and it's a nightmare, and you just tend to like hate all of those people after. They could be your best friends that you move in with, and you're stuck in there, and you're rent $600 from each of you every time, and you're like, clean the kitchen, you just want to lose your mind all the time. I hated college because of that. That was my biggest expense, and why I had to take out the biggest part of my loans was just the living, and it was $600 each for each of us in a four-bedroom like townhome situation. It was nuts.
Oh yeah, UCF is littered with those houses, man.
So I knew someone who got a mobile home and put it in their backyard, and like, hey, if you want to live back there, that's fine. They lived there for about 3 years, got their stuff together, and moved out, and were okay. But I couldn't imagine doing that.
Yeah, I've never had a roommate. Other than my wife.
You've never had a roommate?
No.
You should just get one for fun for just like 6 months. Let him move in.
My cousin lived with me for like a month maybe, but that was like nothing. And I was very fortunate that when I was old enough to move out was the housing crisis, where you literally just had to breathe in and out, and they would give you a loan for $200,000. You just got to go, I'm a human with blood. And they go, here you go. And they give you a house. And so I was able to get a small little house pretty early.
Yeah.
And,
you know, another issue is with parents moving back in with their kids. That's another thing.
Really?
On the rise. You know, when your parents get a little bit older and they can't afford a place. There was a story out the other day about, them moving back in.
And that's the reason I have a death plan.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yep.
Because if you can't afford to send them someplace to have someone take care of them.
That sucks, man. There's no dignity in that, man. Having to move back in with your kids. Like, I hate saying that's a fear of mine. Like, I look at my daughter and put that responsibility. If it's a voluntary thing, hey, you want to move in? We got the space. But a lot of these times it's no, they're destitute. They have no financial, plan, and they got to move back in. And
now is it
like,
wrong to get them a pod? Got your pod in the backyard.
But by hating that, you hate the fact that you don't, at one point in your life, get to yell out when your kids leave to go to the store, hey, could you pick me up, and then run off 90 things. That I need. Hey, milk, toothpaste, tampons, toilet paper. Could you pick that up?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to do. I've told my kids. I'm coming back.
Oh,
it's Revenge City. Are you kidding? There's no way you put me through that and get away with it.
My grandma moved in with us when I was in high school, and it was difficult, but, like, we didn't hate it. I loved my grandma, and, like, having her around all the time was
Grandma's
awesome.
Grandma's different. My grandma grew up with me, too. I think it's when your parents... Kind of, I don't know. It's obviously your mom's.
My mom and her would get into it all the time. Because my grandma at like 90 still saw my mom as like 14 years old all the time. So they would go back and forth. But for me, it was amazing hugs all the time. I'm doing awesome at everything I do.
She'd make cookies and stuff.
Yeah. I grew up with my grandma too. I loved it.
I mean, she burned down the kitchen once, but that was that. You know?
Did she really?
It was adorable when she did it though.
Yep. Burned down the kitchen and then fell, broke her hip. And couldn't, it was like trying to crawl out of the kitchen.
Wow, man.
All for my little ride. crying.
Yeah, and then she was covered in a fire extinguisher.
Oh, my God.
You know that doesn't happen? In the pod.
Right.
So they put her in the pod?
Because in the pod, there's no kitchen.
No.
See, I couldn't do that. That's the one part I couldn't do. I always think to myself, I can live in one of those little tiny homes as long as it has a kitchen and a bathroom. Nope. I'm good. If I have to, like, go to, like, an outhouse, I'm not doing that.
Now, I watched that minimalist documentary. I've watched other stuff on it, and, like...
Yeah, there's a cute to spend the night in once, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. And that whole trend with, like, the little mini house kind of thing.
That's really ridiculous. My wife loves the tiny homes. Now, we could never live in one. Never. Yes.
It's, no?
She loves it in the backyard for your daughter to have, like,
exactly. No. My dream is to have a gigantic-ass house. It's one of my personal dreams. Mm-hmm. I just want to have a big house, like a massive house one day. And so, no, it actually goes totally against what I like. So I'm just being honest.
Then why are you watching these documentaries?
I find it I like to learn about stuff that I'm not into, you know, and then be like, okay, cool. I respect that. I respect their discipline. I really respect those people's discipline. I don't have that discipline.
Carlos, if you think about it, though, take the rooms that you spend time in your house, okay, and kind of clock it and see. You really don't spend time in that much space.
That's what they talk about. Yeah. The documentary goes into detail how this guy was making tons of money, and he had this badass condo, and he had all these rooms. He's like, I only sit in this room. I go in all my rooms.
Do you? I haven't been in my dining room.
You just walk in the room to say you were there?
I just walk in there and be like, I'm in this room now. And then I walk out. I mean, I don't have a massively big house or anything. So,
Jimmy, you with your new place, your new, what's it called, townhome?
Yeah, it's a townhome.
So you got four floors. Do you realize, like, are there certain floors you never go on, Harley?
You know what's weird? As he was saying that, I was like, man, there's. I use all of the rooms. The second and third are the number, like, you know, the second floor has the kitchen and the living space. The third floor have the bedrooms. So those are the ones we are on the most. But, you know, the first floor has my studio.
Yeah.
So I'm in there doing stuff. And then the fourth floor is like the rec room with the patio thing. So I go up there on Sunday mornings every week of my life and hang out for a few hours and read the paper and drink coffee and play my guitar and stuff. So I actually use more of the space than I ever. I mean,
yeah.
Ryan said he hasn't been in his dining room in 2 years. We had a sunken den in our old home that I swear on my life I did not step one foot in for 8 months.
Yeah.
8 months, I never watched. There's no reason to go there.
Yeah. No, there's just not. I have an office, and I got a living room and a bedroom, and those are the three I go in.
Hey, if you want a chance to win some stuff, you might want to go to the website right now, monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. You can win tickets to WWE. We got tickets for the first five rows. If you go to monsters.fm, that's monsters.fm. If you want to get on the line and talk to us, we'll open the phones at 8 o'clock. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. We'll take your calls when we come back.
The clock is laughing. Don't ask me why. In the holes of my mind, I'm still haunted by desire.
Now that we've all quit Facebook and have started talking to each other again.
Did you know your mom's been writing fan fiction?
I did not.
Very erotic.
No.
Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando.
From the...
Hey, we do open phones at 8 o'clock. That means you can give us a call and either ask questions if you want to ask us about something, you want to correct us about something, you want to inform us about something, you got to ask something, whatever it is, you can give us a call, 407-916-1041, or toll free, it's 1-888-978-1041. There are 25 seats left for the Monster Brew Bus. You might want to get them while you can. This is a great time if you've never been, man.
Yeah, we already sold half the bus out, guys.
Yeah, you need to get your tickets as soon as possible. We're going to Sanford Brewing Company. We're going to New Smyrna Brewing Company. Then we're going to Daytona Beach Brewing Company. And it's a beautiful bus. It's MCA Transportation. Thank you guys for doing this for us again. And it's just a hell of a lot of fun. Everybody comes, buddies and friends, and we all hang out and drink beer, and it's great. I'm going. Angel will be going.
It's a cool way to just support some local business, local independent business owners, local brewers. I mean, get a take on what, you know, their ideas or what their concepts of what their beer brings to the market. You know what I mean?
And it's neat to see the way they each brewing company, the way they
because every
they
one
do
of them,
it.
Even the last
different.
Run, every single one of those was different, right?
Yeah, and all very, very cool. So it's the Monster Brew Bus, and it's coming up on August the 11th. Get your tickets now by going to monsters.fm. If you don't get them now, you might not be able to go. And we can't add another bus. There's only one bus for us to use that day. So we'd love for you to do that. Go to monsters.fm to find out all the information about that and everything else we got going on how you can win those tickets for the first five rows of WWE, about the skating party and everything. If you want to give us a call now, 407-916-1041 or toll free, it's 1-888-978-1041. I will tag this next thing under learning the hard way. Think about things you've learned the hard way. And this particular story, I think Dirty Jim and Angel will get appreciate more than anything else. By the way, welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes all here today. So how much do you think a 1965 all original Shelby Cobra cost? What do you think?
A 65?
1965. All original parts in mint condition.
Can I take a shot? Are you good
sure.
or what?
Yeah, take a shot. What do you think?
$700,000.
$700,000. What do you think, Angel?
A million.
It is exactly. It's $1 million.
It's a $1 million car.
It's a $1 million car. And this guy drives this $1 million car every once in a while.
Yeah, I should.
And he drove it to a ski resort. Why not, right?
Hell yeah.
He made one mistake he learned the hard way.
He didn't put on his parking brake.
No snow tires.
No, he bought a little packet of Fig Newtons. Do you know what he did with those Fig Newtons?
He ate in his car and got crumbs everywhere.
He did not do that. No.
He dropped. He left them in the car, and a bear came in and crapped in his car.
Bingo, Lollipop. not just crapped in his car. It says he just left a pack of Fig Newtons in the back seat. When he left the pack of Fig Newtons in the back seat, he's looking out his window, and a bear comes along, rips through the top of the car, and totally demolishes this $1 million Shelby Mustang. How crazy is that?
Photo of it?
I do not see a photo here. It says bear trashes a $1 million 1965 Shelby Cobra. The person that had to learn the hard way: you don't leave food in the back of a car that's worth $1 million. And it was
who eats Fig Newtons? What a weirdo!
Oh, I love Fig Newtons.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Yeah.
When was the last time you ate Fig Newtons?
When he moved back in with his kids.
The red convertible had it was totally scratched up. All the polish was ripped up. I mean, it just totally got demolished.
Oh, man.
Now, they're saying the good news is, of course, it's a car, so it can be repaired. The bad news is
the 96 Miata next to it, untouched.
Yeah, perfectly fine, large Domino's pizza.
Right.
In
matter of fact, the bear's action of his ass while tearing that car apart actually polished the Miata to a beautiful sheen.
It says the car won't be original anymore. So what do you think? I mean, even if you put it, if you restore it again, Angel, what do you think the value, it can never be worth $1 million again because it's not all original parts, right?
Man, I don't know. It really depends. Cause again, it goes to one of those things, the buyer's market, right? So you replace it, you fix it and whatnot, and then you hold on to it. And if your price is $1 million, all you need is two people.
That's an AC Cobra. That's not a Mustang.
Oh, okay. Jimmy.
Yeah, that's a 65 Shelby AC Cobra. That is way different than a Mustang.
And I will give this guy props.
It's a Ford.
Yeah, give this guy props, him and his crew, because what they did was, he's out of North Carolina. Him and his guys, and it's a club of them, took their AC Shelby Cobras, you know, that one in particular, just shy of $1 million, shipped them to Anchorage, Alaska, and then where they were doing a cruise with these cars. So they're doing a drive with these cars across Alaska, at one of the places that they stopped. He happened to leave his snack in the back of the car, and from the cabin, he sees this bear going into his car. That's all cool. I'm impressed that there's guys that are taking these. I love to hear this kind of thing with these kind of cars, and the guys are actually putting miles on them.
So there's a Shelby Cobra Mustang, and there's a Shelby Cobra?
And then there's the AC Shelby Cobra.
What does AC stand for?
Awesome car.
I don't know. But
I apologize.
No, you don't need apologize. holiday.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, but it gets confusing because Carroll Shelby made a lot of, like, he made the Shelby GT500, which is also, he made the K series car, which is also extremely valuable. But they're all on the Mustang platform, but that car is the specific AC Cobra Shelby that everybody kind of knows as the death machine. Like, people, like, it's a death machine. It's a moving coffin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting like an inch from the steering wheel when you get in those things. It's kind of crazy. And they have a 427 Cobra Jet motor, which produces like 700 horsepower. The car weighs nothing. It's a rocket.
Why is it worth $1 million?
The original,
really rare, and they didn't make many of them.
And it's the original 53-year-old vinyl top has been shredded open.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's, I mean, it was a rare, very good condition. There was only 998 cars like that in the whole entire world.
Yeah, yeah, man.
These AC Shelby Cobras, there's less than 1,000 of these.
And if they're early numbers, like early VINs or serial numbers, it makes it even more valuable. And then some of them, I think, had Carroll Shelby assembly initials or something like that, where he personally worked on the car. That makes them valuable. But go back to your original question, Russ.
Yeah.
It will lose value. 100%. Because, you know, when you watch Roadshow, people bring in this the really expensive furniture, right, from the 17th century. And it's so expensive. And if you replace 1 foot, it can go from $300,000 to $250,000. Just because they had one repair on it. It happened. I mean, that 100% original is everything in the car collection.
So do you think there are people in that particular area who live near the ski resort and everything, they know, hey, don't leave food in your car because a bear will rip into you? They probably know that, right?
Well, yeah. They're aware, yeah. I mean, like the people out there live where you live where you live now. They understand the idea of the trash can being, you know, it's on you. I mean, you know you're there in their environment. It's on you.
But do you guys eat in your car?
I do not.
All the time.
But if I go on a road trip, I will. Like not normally, you know, but if I'm like, if it's a road trip, then it's okay for some reason.
Right now, I probably have a small order of fries under my driver's seat.
You're not supposed to eat in your car, savages.
I love eating in my car.
Shut up. I'm with you, Los.
Yeah, man. It's great.
Do
it's
you?
Freedom.
You know, you can get dinged in, for example, with shared riding platforms as a rider.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you bring food into a car and you haven't cleared that with your driver, he can take, you can get rated against for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
really?
for bringing that smell into the car.
Oh, jeez.
I've been in Ubers where they have snacks. You ever had one of those? Like you sit in the bag and in there there's just like there's just snacks and then you tip them a little bit extra. It's awesome.
Yeah, all those fingers have been rifling through that bowl.
Oh yeah, just a bunch of drunk people.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. But like if you're really, you know, if you're really drunk, hammered, and you're like Uber and you see like a tip an extra dollar for each snack, it's like a mini fridge.
Oh,
like
hell yeah.
Right. It's awesome.
I'll take all five.
But I won't eat in my car. That's not happening.
No?
Never?
Never?
No. And if I stop, I'll, if I'm on a road trip, I'll go inside and just eat.
Really?
Like I won't do it through the drive-thru.
If I had a Bentley and it didn't have a like a cup holder and somewhere I could spread open a Whopper on that little area where your arm goes, I wouldn't buy it. Don't care how rich I was, I would not buy it.
I'm with you.
I have my truck set up where I can actually know where I go, where the fries fit into my drink holder perfectly.
Right.
Those are like the Wendy's fries perfectly.
Okay.
And then I have room for all my S in the middle one, and then my area where that little thing where you put your arm, like the armrest.
Yeah.
Well, mine's kind of wide because it's a big truck. I can lay out a buffet.
Yeah.
Of Chick-fil-A and that bitch and roll 70. Don't give a damn.
There are certain things that I will not eat for sure, no matter what.
Barbecue,
soup.
Any kind of hamburger that's got shredded lettuce, that drives me crazy because the lettuce gets everywhere and it's on the floor and you know.
And then you're like cleaning your car later and then you're like, why is this lettuce? My old car I did used to eat in, and my new one I was like, no food in this one because when I had to turn in my old car, it was embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm pulling out like change that falls on the ground, but it's like old lettuce and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm
I'm
sorry about that.
So this guy learned the hard way, you know, don't leave the fake Newtons in the back of your car.
But I mean, look, the guy's
not...
his name's Tom Carter. He's he's an accomplished writer out of North Carolina, and this is his thing. He belongs to the Shelby Cobra Club, and they travel around the United States taking their $1 million cars and going for cruises.
Yeah.
So he goes to Anchorage, Alaska, takes his Shelby out there, and this is a quote from him exactly. He goes, we just got to meet great people, saw great scenery, drank a lot of really good Alaskan microbrews.
There you go.
And I got a story about a bear denting my Shelby Cobra.
Somebody asked me on the texting service, by the way, if you'd like to chime in, we don't mind. 77031. Just save that as Real Radio and text all the shows. We love it. I said, would you shoot the bear? No, I would not shoot the bear. Because that means if I did that, I couldn't stab it and then behead it and then mount the head on what's left of my collector car and drive to other barriers.
Barriers?
Barriers?
Yeah, it's a combination of barriers.
Nice.
What is a fig Newton?
Oh,
what?
It's
a cookie.
Yeah,
with
you never seen it?
Yeah, no.
But you've never actually held
a
fig
Newton. Never had a fig Newton?
No, I've never had a fig Newton.
They're so delicious.
They're not delicious. They're weird tasting.
They're very good. And actually, they're the only cookie that's technically good for you.
That's what I always told myself. Oh, yeah.
No, no.
But I would eat a whole sleeve.
You're not supposed to eat the whole sleeve.
Oh, okay.
And second, it's not a cookie. It's a fig Newton.
It's a fig, yeah.
It is different, but I will tell you.
It's a biscuit.
If you ever watch the show How It's Made, one of the early episodes of How It's Made, they show you how those things are, and it's really interesting. They'll go into what they call an extruder. So imagine standing in front of a machine where you see this long, like, toasty brown tube coming out. It's where they inject the fig into that cookie, and then it comes out, and they smush it. And it just goes on a long conveyor belt and just gets kind of chopped up.
Say it again, Jimmy.
I always liked them, but, you know, when they started adding other kind of jelly and stuff in it.
No. You just got to go the original.
Raspberry and crazy
original
stuff like
fig
that.
Flavor. But fig.
I've had figs. Figs are gross. Then this is not a snack.
No. So
what's wrong
the fig itself, disgusting. The fig Newton?
Yeah.
Amazing.
But isn't it funny that this super rich guy had, like, fig Newtons in there? Not, like, busted-ass Fritos or, like, Oreos.
Brie.
You
know why?
I wish it would have been Grey Poupon. That would have been perfect.
You eat the fig because it's self-contained.
Yeah. Easy to just...
It's
the right size.
And
you just pop it in your
mouth. Little wrapper and everything. It's all self-contained. Right. It makes it easy to drive while you're driving your million-dollar car.
If you don't have ice-cold milk, though... I mean, you literally should not be able to even consume a fig Newton if you do not have a glass of milk.
They look like little hamburger sliders. How big are they?
They're like that.
Okay.
Go pick you up one.
I think they have them in the vending machine across the hall.
I'm going to the vending machine after the break.
Don't try them until we run on the air then. Try them for the first time, right?
I say you're going to be disappointed.
You're going to hate that $1.50.
Check out the website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and you can check out our website at monsters.fm. There's all kinds of stuff up now. Matter of fact, there's something up that we're going to be talking about here in a second you want to check out at monsters.fm. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos, and also Ryan Holmes here today. Ryan, you going to be doing trivia tonight?
I will, at Hammer Lamb at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and every time the train goes by, you get a free shot, so come hang out with us.
Nice. It's a lot of fun. So, Angel, you're right. So I got a retraction. Whoa. From the service that said, okay, so if you weren't listening earlier this morning, there was a question about something called Bigfoot porn. And the reason it's even a topic is because in Virginia, there's a race, and I think it's for, it's a Republican versus a Democrat, it's for the House of Representatives, and Leslie, who's a woman, is doing a smear campaign against this other guy named Denver Riggleman, okay? And so the first thing she said was that he is friends with white supremacists, that he hangs out with white supremacists. That was her first shot at him. And then the second shot was, well, he likes Bigfoot porn.
Yeah.
And so the original thing that I saw, it said, well, you know, obviously she doesn't mean Bigfoot, like with porn with Bigfoots. She means this, which is women with big feet, and some men have a fascination with that. And then I've got a photo of one on our website at monsters.fm, and you can debate whether it's real or not. Someone swears it's a real photo. I don't know. I've never seen her, and we're trying to get her to call in. But now they've gone back and said, nope, turns out that they really were talking about Bigfoot porn because this guy Riggleman...
all over his Instagram account. He's got all these photographs.
He's promoting a self-published book, The Mating Habits of Bigfoot. And he's got a bunch of photos of men dressed up like Bigfoot with their things hanging out.
That's bizarre.
So I don't know what's weirder, that he's really into Bigfoot porn with actual Bigfoots or Bigfooted women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I when you're talking about Bigfoot porn, I was like, maybe it's just like really blurry porn that you
made right now.
You can't really see what you're seeing.
You're never going to catch it. And this is talking about, this is one of the worst smear campaigns that they can think of in recent history with a politician trying to smear the other one.
But if there is a Bigfoot, which there might be a Bigfoot, and the Bigfoot has to mate. That's science.
Correct.
So,
yes.
You got to tell the people about the mating Bigfoot and to know when their mating season is, so you avoid the woods at those times, because you don't want a Bigfoot coming at you.
You'd be a good campaign manager.
That's right.
Says here that they've tried to go to his Instagram account to corroborate this, see if it's real or not. And they say now he's put it all on private, so you can't see whether he had actual Bigfoot porn or not.
That should take care of it.
Yep. Exactly. Apparently, he's not aware of screenshots.
Right.
Because every other publication that's out there is running down all the weird photographs that were on his Instagram.
Oh, can you see
them? Yeah, it's a bunch of Bigfoots with their yutzes out.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's men dress up like Bigfoot.
There's that. And then there's some of them where had the strategic black bar over the yutz.
Yeah.
Are
there lady
Bigfoot? And they're all over his Instagram account.
My favorite thing, though, is the reporter there's like, look, obviously he's not talking about big. It must be this, because I've seen this before.
Right.
Women with big feet. And then this girl's picture shows up with a big feet.
And that reporter just showed his cards.
Right.
Like, obviously, because I'm really into this, too. I'm going to pull up Jessica's picture.
And when it comes to the two, I don't know which is weird.
Yes,
is weirder? A guy who wants to dress up in a Bigfoot costume to have sex, or dudes who are into chicks with big feet?
I got to go with the Bigfoot.
Which Bigfoot?
Yeah, right. Yeah. The actual dressing up and mating of Bigfoot.
Because given a choice, I'd rather sleep with the girl with the big feet.
I'm gonna bang Jessica Big Feet all day long. Yeah.
I'd go full Bigfoot every time.
Yeah.
I'd bang a Bigfoot right now.
What's weirder? Let's take this to a different level.
Right. Okay.
What's more odd?
Uh-huh.
A man who likes to dress up like Bigfoot and have sex, or the woman that has sex with him?
I don't think it's women.
Women have to
It's
put
always
up with
men.
Yeah.
When who's
I think it's male
always
Bigfoot
men.
On male Bigfoot action. And in this particular scenario.
I do not think the dudes like that are into that.
But this guy, this Rumpelman guy, I mean, he's a man, and he allegedly is turned on by seeing the Bigfoots with the big wieners, right?
Yeah.
So it would be better that he was turned on by women with big feet.
Let me just type this in real quick. I want to see where this goes real quick.
Less weird.
We're good because this is content, right?
This is content,
And you usually work computers, so there.
Are you typing in Bigfoot porn?
Bigfoot porn.
tell him C-Lane did it. You're fine.
Yeah. Images. Wow, that's odd.
Does Jessica's photo show up first?
No. There's no picture of her. It's just dudes dressed like Bigfoot carrying naked women or... Huh. There's some kind of bondage thing that is happening, too.
All right, I'll type it in.
It's so crazy.
Don't want to force you both.
To be fair, all I did, I typed on Google earlier, during that story earlier, I just typed in Bigfoot Jessica, and the things that came up on that were pretty good on their own. So,
there is a guy dressed like Bigfoot having sex with a woman.
Huh.
Can I tell you, I have a choice of images.
And so there's not women with big feet.
No. None of that at all. So it's just dudes... And
that report, the story that I had before that has this woman with the big feet, like, it's totally gone now. Like, that guy must have really embarrassed himself. And like, no, they're not talking about the Sasquatch. They're talking about this kind of porn, women with huge...
I mean, that
safe
is...
Safe search off.
Don't use
your computer! Don't use your computer!
Oh
my God.
Carlos' computer just lit on fire.
Wow. Oh, and it's Yeti as well. We got some Yetis.
You gotta have some Yetis in there.
Well, you learned something over there.
There's a storyline in this one.
Whoa. Is it really?
And there's two chicks. And what's crazy is the mask for the guy's Bigfoot costume just looks like a brown Michael Myers mask with a wig.
So if you're Leslie Cockburn and you're Democrat and you know that your opponent has Sasquatch porn, Bigfoot porn on the Instagram, you got to talk about it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, and also too, if he's hanging out with known white supremacists, you got to bring it up.
I like that the bigger deal is the Bigfoot, though. Like, yeah, he might hang out with the KKK, but he also wants to bang a Bigfoot. Yeah.
that's worse.
Yeah, he gets ready for Yetis, you know what I'm saying?
this girl that is doing this guy,
uh-huh,
dressed like a Bigfoot,
right,
is really cute.
And we're calling, calling her the weirdo, right?
And what sucks is like, it's so funny, I can't laugh at it because it's so amazing. They actually, the first scene of this storyline they're trying to pull off is them lying on a stereotypical checkered blanket, like having a picnic in front of a charcuterie board. She's naked, he's Bigfoot, but he's lying there with his hand on his head, like they're, yeah, tell me more about yourself.
That can't be real.
No, it's real. Pornhub has an entire section of it.
Are you kidding?
I mean, where these still images are coming from is Pornhub.
To be fair,
I am more shocked that there is a Sasquatch Bigfoot section instead of a women with big feet section.
It's essentially the plot of Beauty and the Beast, Russ.
Good point. Wow, man, that is unbelievable.
Because if you think of Beauty and the Beast, she falls in love with a big old monster man, and then they stay together.
I wonder if that's deep seated somewhere with the girls loving the princess whole thing. Huh? I wonder. It's very bizarre.
So this race is getting national attention because of the oddity of the fact that there's Bigfoot porn involved. And
what if this guy proves there's an actual Bigfoot? Like the outcome of this race is like we actually found Bigfoot.
It's a big old
swinging Bigfoot.
This guy Riggleman is
Riggleman.
He's promoting a self-published book, The Mating Habits of the Bigfoot.
This guy Riggleman is weird as hell. First he quits American Idol, now he's doing Bigfoot porn.
That's a guy, right?
Yeah. Wait, he quit American Idol?
Oh, Dunkelman.
Dunkelman. That's a different guy. Totally different guy.
I don't know, but if you go, if you know you're making Bigfoot mating books, why would you go into politics?
That's a good point.
Man, that's crazy.
It's in Virginia.
Kind of par for the course
now. That's the ultimate microscope is politics.
And Virginia's not, a state known for knuckleheads or bumble brains.
No, but it's a state that has guys, and any dude, if you can think it, it can happen. in the world of porn.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so crazy.
Is there that much?
I don't know. Somebody said, thanks a lot. You crashed the Pornhub site. What's somebody talking about? Yeah, I mean, there are a number of images. This is a thing. I don't know how much of a thing because I'm not going to the Pornhub website. There's just the still images that come up via Google are the ones I'm looking
for. Do me a favor then. Type in women with big feet. How many of those are there? I wonder if that's a thing.
I sent you a link.
Russ, just go to the one.
Oh, you did?
Of real women, not the broad that you were saying, but there's a whole article written about this.
I don't know this girl. Someone just sent it to me and said, Russ, I swear it's real.
Whoever's stressing that is real is pulling your leg. Now, I sent you a story a story that has real, legitimate women. I got information on a focus group, a support group for women
really?
Who have to deal with this struggle of actually having big feet.
Oh, really?
It's a whole Instagram account and everything.
Are any of them as big as the girl, Jessica?
No, that's why that photograph is ridiculous. But these other women do have, like, pretty big feet.
One of my favorite shows is King of the Hill, and major plot points on that show is that Peggy has these giant feet and how she has to deal with them.
Oh, this girl's got huge feet. Okay. Goodness gracious.
They're not.
She's got flippers. Wow, look at that. She can swim
she's
real fast.
But don't run her down for that. She's a nice girl.
I'm sure she's a nice girl.
I'm sure Jessica's nice,
But that one's fake. That's real.
I have no soul. I can't help it.
Scroll down.
So convinced yours real. Why can't mine be real?
Yours is a horrible Photoshop. This is a real support group for these ladies.
Monsters.fm. Oh, no. You're telling me that's real.
That is real. Look at that.
That is real.
Yeah,
see?
Right. Listeners, go to Monsters.fm because what Russ is not seeing of this picture is down in the bottom right corner is the photographer's name and company. And if you go to that photographer's website, there's a normal picture of that girl on the website.
Is there?
Yes, there is. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, go to monsters.fm, look down in the corner, and then let's crash that dude's website asking him if that girl's feet are real.
Russ, what do you think an oversized foot is for a woman? What's considered a big size?
Anything over 10?
Yeah. I'm looking at a couple pictures of there's this woman and she's 42 years old, and she has a size 11 foot, and they consider that big. But when you look at them, they don't really look that big.
Hey, on the line with us right now, from our website at monsters.fm, it's Bigfoot Jessica. Is this Bigfoot Jessica?
Oh, well, I really find that name to be very offensive. Hello, boys.
Hi, Jessica!
Jessica, I've been looking at your photo on our website all morning, and I think it's a real photo. People here are saying that it's not. Yeah, tell me once and for all, is that a real picture of you?
100% guaranteed that's a real photo, boys. And if you want me to just give you a little sweet, hey, boys.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jim. I've been doing Bigfoot modeling and porn for over 10 years.
You do Bigfoot modeling?
Absolutely.
See, I knew this was real.
There you go.
And guys, just dig it, especially. especially when I take my big foot and I rub it on their legs.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Now, when did you know that your feet were bigger than the other girls?
Probably our middle school. My feet began developing pretty big, and my voice also changed.
You're honking.
That's why they overdubbed me on Bigfoot porn.
Were you able to like run in track or in the playground and anything like that? I mean,
are you being mean? Because I thought this was an interview about my.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, give you advantage.
It must be difficult to run with feet that big.
It's traumatized me my whole life. That's why I got into porn, low insecurities.
So Bigfoot porn, okay, is Bigfoot porn porn with a Sasquatch, or is Bigfoot porn women with big feet? I'm confused.
Well, that's a great question, Russ. Now I can tell that's why you're the host.
Thank you.
Well, it's a little bit of a mix of both.
Whoa!
Some people like to call Bigfoot porn like girls, little girls like me with just giant size 22s. And people like Bigfoot porn where you're literally banging a Sasquatch. But that's just weird.
That is just weird. So what's more popular, Bigfoot porn like with girls like you with big feet, or the other one?
Well, let's just say off Patreon, I can make up to $1,200 a day.
Whoa.
By shoving my foot in a webcam across
right.
the world, lick my gigantic bunion.
Oh, ugh, God.
Take an hour.
So, Jessica, you're here to say once and for all, if you go to the website at monsters.fm, that photo of you is real.
I just want to say in a real sexy way, hey, boys. Hey, Monsters listeners, if you go to Monsters.fm, you'll see my sexy Bigfoot picture. Don't get turned too on, boys.
Thank you, Jessica. Yeah. I appreciate you calling. Well, yeah, I told you I'd have her to call in and confirm the photo.
The top of
what
that lady is
underboner.
The top of that lady is really pretty, but the bottom part's like bad.
All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Monster Brew Bus, there's only a little bit of tickets left. You might want to get them when you can. Go to monsters.fm or radio.fm and type in Brew Bus and get those remaining tickets for this great, great time. It's going to be so much fun. Join us for the Monster Brew Bus, August the 11th. It's a great Saturday. We're going to Sanford Brewing, New Smyrna Brewing, Daytona Beach Brewing, and Angel and I will be going with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join us. And remember, this coming weekend, it's the Monster Fan Appreciation Show at Universal Studios Orlando, and we are looking forward to that. For sure, your opportunity to win those tickets on our website at monsters.fm in about 15 minutes. So you can go there and check out all the stuff we have on the page today. Tattoos Day, we got special twerk morning, we got a bunch of stuff. The woman with the Jessica with big feet, all that.
She sounded sexy.
She did. She's turning me on. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Ryan Holmes here, and special guest, World Traveler. And I want him to come in and tell us about his
crazy
his travels that he did. Vince Taylor here with us. Hello, Vince.
What's good, man? Good to be back in the States. Yeah. Everything is better and bigger.
So you went on a trip, and I remember hearing, I think you were going somewhere near Africa, but yeah. I don't, you were doing like straight to Africa?
No. I went over Africa. Shame on me.
Yeah.
And then I stopped in a place called Qatar.
Qatar.
I didn't really know anything about Qatar other than it's like in the first scene of Transformers.
And it's one of the richest countries, right?
It is one of the richest countries. Yeah. Most of our princes, I felt like I flew in on a red car, on a flying carpet. It was really dope, man. I enjoyed it. But it was completely ridiculously hot.
Why Qatar first? That's the hub? Is that like, and then you go kind of everywhere else? Or?
That's a good question. It was kind of a layover type thing. We had the option of going to London or somewhere else to stop and just kind of rest our feet, then get back on the plane. But we decided to stop in Qatar, stay for a couple days,
that's
and then
cool.
get back on the plane.
So what did you expect when you got off the plane, and what was it really like?
I expected to see a bunch of hijabs. You know what I'm saying? I expected to see a Muslim country of oppressed folks.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, to my dismay, it was just that. It was exactly what I thought. What I did not expect was the heat to be what it was. As somebody who lives in Florida, I thought that I was used to heat. Guess how hot it was the day I arrived, Rush.
You know what? I realized that 90-some degrees in a different place can be really, really hot. So I'm going to say 95.
What do you think, Ryan? How much high do you think it was?
I'm going to go 110.
110. What? All right, you're clearly on my Instagram page. It was 110 degrees.
110.
That is actual degrees.
And they were like, in a desert, basically.
That's melt your skin weather. Like, I didn't expect that type of heat.
And it felt every bit of 110.
I felt every bit. There's no humidity to disguise it or to keep it from going directly to your skin. My melanin, I came back 3 shades darker. I think I went over there, Steph Curry, and came back LeBron.
Yeah.
Right now in Qatar, it's 102, but don't worry, it's going up to 106 today.
And that's a cool day.
And that's every day over there.
Well, listen, I don't know every day, but right now it is definitely hot season.
So were you wearing shorts and a t-shirt?
I was out butt naked. All I had was a black strip against my lawn.
Over my
genitals. Like, obviously you can't go out like that, but yeah, I wore shorts.
Oh, don't worry, though. It's going to drop down to about 94 tonight.
Yes, it is scrambled eggs on your forehead day.
Now, are there buildings?
Now, that's one thing that Qatar is going to be known for, because I don't know if everybody knows this. Angel, maybe you do. But the next World Cup's going to be held in Qatar.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So right now they're gearing up for the world to come to Qatar. So they're getting their buildings good.
There's been a lot of controversy with that because of the slave trade. They've used quote-unquote slave. There's a lot of pieces that have been written by BBC has written a couple of them. And that's the term that's the term that they're using for the workers that they're shipping in to finish these stadiums and try to get them on, and the death tolls that have surrounded these. Yeah.
Wow, I feel a lot more accomplished now, having made it back.
Yeah, it's not a third world country. I mean,
it's not, but it feels new and old at the same time. New architecture wise, old religious wise. You know, it kind of feels like you're in a Middle East version of Handmaid's Tale, because you're walking around and there's all of these saris and hijabs, and you see the cartoon or the clips where you see the ladies and you can only see their eyes. And
yeah,
stuff
that's
like Sharia law type. Yeah. And I always get real nervous around places like that, because you don't know if you're going to get taken to jail for showing your ankles and elbows.
Yeah.
Now, did they ask you if you were an American? Could they tell if you were American or not?
Nah, they don't ask you, but I think that they assume based on your diddy bop, which is basically how you walk.
Yeah.
They can kind of tell. And when
by the way you walk.
Yeah, by the how you walk. You know, there's a certain swagger
and you
that some of us have.
You as a couple look like you guys stand out. You're a good looking couple. You can tell you're Americans. And what was there a lot of tourists wherever you went, or did you just kind of stand out?
There were not everywhere we went. We tried to go to the tourist spots as early as we could so that we would not have to deal with the crowds. But oddly enough, yes, I will say this much. When we were overseas, we did not feel black, we felt American, if that makes any sense.
Interesting.
Does that make any sense? Because they see black people all the time, but what they don't see as much is black Americans.
Gotcha.
And so when they see us, it's people were asking to take pictures of us. I almost started charging.
You're a black American.
Take a picture. I ain't gonna lie, we got into a few places free because I told them my wife was Beyonce, and they had the they want.
And people are saying that it's pronounced Qatar, not Qatar.
Yeah. Listen, that is a debate.
That's
a debate that we can have, because I thought the same thing, but you talk to them and they say Qatar.
I used to timeshare. They used to buy a bunch of timeshare. People would come from Qatar, and you would sit with them, and they were badass businessmen, and it was Qatar. And you better get this right, Qatar. And then other people say Qatar.
Where do you think they fall in the top 10 richest countries on the planet?
I'm going to say within the top 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, number 1.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? This is not a third world country at all. Very nice.
Yeah, average income is $124,000 per capita.
It's because oil is subsidized, princes, sheiks, all that stuff.
It's very hard to tip in Qatar and feel good about yourself.
So that was just a layover, though, right? That's not the trip. So you were going to.
I was going to Thailand. I was originally going to see if I could rescue those boys, but somebody beat me to it. But I'm here now, and I'm not going to lie. Again, it was oddly impressed by. Now, once again, you take 3 steps forward and take a few steps back. Yes, some of the best architecture, some of the dopest buildings I've seen, but then I also see families of 4 riding on motor scooters.
Which isn't
something that you would see in a first world country. Now, they have us beat in a few things, Russ.
What's that?
One of which is having the yellow lights, which we need desperately in Orlando, with countdown sequences. Uh-huh. So you can see how long it is you have for that yellow light to turn red.
No, we do not need that. That'll cause so much accident.
No, we need that. So you can see exactly when the lights are going
to
turn
yellow. So the light next to the light has a countdown to it?
Right. Like, say you have a red and a green, and then in between you have the yellow.
Right.
Instead of the light just being yellow and then all of a sudden turning red, it's yellow, but it says 10, 9.
That's smart.
Eight,
yeah.
So that'll make you speed up.
That way you
can
drag race.
That will make you speed up, Mr. Holmes.
All those supercars out there. How many supercars did you see driving around?
If you mean tuk-tuks, probably a whole bunch. I didn't see too many supercars, to be honest. I mean, the best car I probably saw was a Benz, but it's not a whole bunch of supercars. I did see a lot of things that I wish also we brought over here. Like, do you know that they have a hand bidet right by the toilet?
What?
It's called a sink.
Everywhere in Thailand.
That's what you call a sink.
So everywhere in Thailand, they have a, when you say a hand bidet, what does that mean?
All right. Now, there are bidets that you sit on.
Right.
Then there's that, you don't have your kitchen, how you have a hose right there so you can kind of spray directly.
Sure. Yeah.
They have that right attached to their toilet. Now, at first, I didn't know if it was a bidet or if it was a drinking fountain.
Oh, so you sprayed off and cleaned yourself off.
So it took me 3 days to figure out the three seashells. It's a Demolition Man reference. And I finally figured it out. It does make much better. Why don't we have that in America? I don't know.
What's the difference from that in the sink?
Well, because you don't put your whole ass in the sink.
Yeah,
right?
You don't.
You actually put the squirt thing underneath.
Okay.
You sit down.
You said hand bidet, which I'm thinking you use your hands. It's a handheld bidet.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was confused, too.
Yeah. So listen, I made that term up. I don't know what it's called. I didn't Google it. All I know is that first.
Did you use it?
I did use it by the third day. I'll put it on the website right next to the Bigfoot porn.
Yeah, nice. Right.
I would have used it. I think bidets are kind of clean. I don't know why we don't have more of them.
We definitely need more. But here's the thing that I took away also, man.
This is in Thailand.
This is Thailand.
Yeah, okay.
You brought a monkey.
Monkeys are cool, but you have to be careful because the United States obviously looks at animals different than they do. But one thing I did have a chance to do is try different foods, one of which was worms.
Okay.
Which I'm hoping we can get on Primetime Tuesdays at some point in time with Jim. I don't know whether or not you guys know this or not, but don't go over to Thailand expecting to see pets because pets are delicatessens.
Oh, really?
Dogs are rodents. In Thailand.
So
they're the equivalent of squirrels and raccoons to what we have over here. And I have two.
So for them to think that we have dogs as pets is weird to them.
Why are you feeding your dinner?
Oh, basically, his God.
Now,
dang.
I thought this. Now, listen, I've been to Japan. In Japan, I made jokes about eating
Korean,
dogs,
though.
And they said, no, that's not the way we are. You're thinking you're racist. I said, okay, cool. But when I got to Thailand, I had a tour guide named Sam. I'm sure it's not his real name. But I asked him, I said, well, you know, we saw a couple of rats. And I said, I don't know, what do y'all do with rats? I don't see any. He said, because we eat all of the rats. So you eat the rats? So I have this on tape just in case anybody doubts me. Mm. They not only eat rats, they eat snakes, they eat cats. And guess what their favorite food is, at least for those that are really poor?
What?
It is dogs.
Really?
Oh,
now, this man doesn't speak for the entire Thailand, but just for those poor areas where they don't have service and cable and Wi-Fi.
Okay, now stick around because I want you to tell us some more about your trip. Because I know there was photos of you with a bunch of monkeys, right?
Yeah.
I want to hear about that and hear about your trip to Thailand. Also, Deborah Roberts will be here in a little bit, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Oh, your chance to win the tickets for two to our day out at Universal Studios is coming up on our website in about 5 minutes. So go to monsters.fm, that's monsters.fm, and see if your name is one of the daily five. If it is, you win those tickets to Universal Studios Orlando. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
On the same page, whatever the hell this is.
I'm beating the crap out of the guy. I don't care if his junk touches me.
Real Radio 104.1.
Yo, Radio
1.1 broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Ryan Holmes here today. We've been hearing from Vince Taylor, who just got back from Thailand and Qatar. We'll figure out which one that is.
Right.
But they're
both correct, actually.
They're both right? All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to learn more about that, find more about his trip. But now we've got Deborah Roberts, who's going to bring us a little bit of the real news, if there's anything worth even talking about. How you doing, Deborah?
I'm doing all right. That was funny, if there's anything worth talking about.
Yeah.
It really isn't, dude. I'd rather hear, is it Qatar or Qatar?
I don't know, but I'll clarify. Going off of what's
yeah, going off of what's available online, they're both accurate. One's they consider one of them a long form. If you say Qatar, that's okay, a long form of saying cutter.
Okay, cool.
And so, a little bit lower than Qatar is bass guitar.
I'm curious.
That was just flat out horrible.
Given this choice, okay, so what we just learned, don't say anything yet, but what we just learned, if you were given a free trip to Thailand, you would go?
Yeah.
What if you found out, like he did, that the delicacy and what they eat commonly are dogs?
Yeah, I mean that's
you, so that wouldn't make you not go to the country.
You can't
no
because of their situation. Yeah, I mean it's their situation.
It's cultural. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they eat guinea pigs in Peru.
They got cuy.
Yeah, see, you know, so you can't. Yeah, you know, Japanese are still very big whalers. I mean, look at what Dolphin Cove. Look at what they do every spring and with the Dolphin Cove.
That stopped though. That particular cove though, right?
As far as I know,
no,
it didn't, and the local fishermen refused to end that tradition.
My God,
yeah. So you know, and in that sense, I wouldn't go to that particular village because I'm not going to give my tourist money for that.
Yeah,
but miss an opportunity to go to Thailand?
I know.
Hell no, I will pass that up.
Yeah, The Cove was one of the first documentaries that opened my eyes to so much, and then I just got enthralled by them. And it's like a Ocean's 11 meets, you know, Blackfish meets a million things.
It made me want to put my Yorkie into a baby stroller and push it through Whole Foods.
hey Vince, what else did you see in Thailand that was kind of a shock? That was just different.
Well, you know, over here in Orlando, as we stay, we have a plethora of gentlemen clubs.
Yes,
we have a plethora of clubs.
We don't have as many as we used to.
Orange
County is kind of weak in that regard.
Yeah, now, man. Well,
did you go to Bangkok?
I did go to Bangkok. Absolutely. I went to Bangkok, but I also went to Chiang Mai. In Chiang Mai, they have the elephant sanctuaries. But I did pass by a place with blinking lights and music, and I thought, hey, maybe this is what they call a discotheque.
I thought
I'd ask the wife, hey, can I get a little time to go ahead and take a nap? And I'm just going to go ahead and do a little nightlife exploration. And I went down the street into this flashy light place, asked if I can get in. They said it's free admission. None of us spoke English. And I walked in, and it was not a discotheque. It was
a brothel.
Something like that, yes.
A house of ill repute.
13 young Thai. And when I say young, 16, 17, 18. Sitting in a line, perhaps, let's just say. I didn't see any birth certificates.
Yeah.
Sitting in what looked like a whole buffet on a couch, waiting to be selected, all very subservient, and I did not know what to do. I didn't know whether or not to ask for the door or a menu. I didn't know which way to go.
Since your wife was on the trip with you, but the door would have been a good call.
Possibly.
Playing Nelly, so I did sit around for a little bit.
Just out of curiosity, what was the price per?
Okay, well, let's just say in Thailand they use this currency called baht. All right, which is about 3%, about 30% of our dollars. So 10 baht is three bucks.
Okay.
So for one, it's about 30 bucks, including room.
Oh, my God.
And I
have to ask America, why are we moving backwards? Where is our brothel? Where can get for 1,500 baht, 30 bucks for a room? Oh, my goodness. Come on, Pine Hills. Tighten up, man.
Did you feel like it was clean? Did you feel like it was dirty? Was it skanky? What was your feeling in there?
I felt way too awaken to the Me Too movement to have to sit here and decide whether or not I want to select the woman. I think they should have done that for us. I shouldn't have had the opportunity. But
me pick.
Please, let's go ahead and tell them. Just direct them my way. But yeah, it didn't feel clean at all, Russ.
Yeah, it
felt dirty, not just physically, but psychologically.
Yes,
I was like, I'm not going to sit here. And that was on night one. On night two, I got very accustomed to
every
it.
Every time I've been to
night two, I got over it.
Do y'all take Visa or what? Yeah, they do, by the way.
Oh, they take Visa, American Express, all that?
They're not American Express, but they take Visa, man. And they charge an extra 3%. And can I just say it's worth it if you go over there, you want to look for it. Katik, and that is her name. She's pretty good. She doesn't do everything, but, you know,
a little massage.
A little massage with a little bit of a ending.
So eating there, you know, when you go into a restaurant to eat and all that kind of stuff.
Was
the food good, and did you know everything you were eating?
Well, I don't usually eat at a
whole
buffet.
Sounds like it doesn't matter.
I didn't mean at the whole buffet. I'm talking about restaurants in general.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'd gotten past the hobo. Was there another hobo story?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, let's just say
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's talk about the food, and we'll save that for a later date once we get clearance. But yeah, the food is real good. The food is real good. Like I said, they do a lot of street food, which is the equivalent, I think, what we have as food trucks.
Yeah.
But again, it's delicious. The pad thai is great. There's this interesting meal called Khao Soi, which I highly recommend. I think they have it over here as well. I haven't had the chance to go any Thai food here.
So how's the Thai in Thailand? Because there's a place in Winter Garden that's just fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're speaking about that. Because
I hear the Thai in Thailand is not that good.
The Thai house.
Compared to Winter Park, nah, it's trash. Nah, it's good, but again, you have to be concerned. On a food truck, they have sinks. Are these for these street food places, you see good food, you see live food, you can darn near see them kill the chicken,
yeah.
But what you don't see is a sink, hand sanitizer, hand cloths, things of that sort. So you have to wonder if you're not if one of the delicatessens is also sprinkled with some of the nose matter of anybody that's cooking it. So, I mean, I don't know. When in Rome, I guess.
Now, Ryan Holmes told me he saw a photo with you and several monkeys. Where did you run into monkeys in Thailand?
Yeah, I brought my backup team, right? This is freaking security. I had the chance to go to this place called Chiang Mai, which has a safari. Of some of which consists of rescue animals, some of which they do also train.
They do great bagels as well.
Yeah, the bagels. Yeah. Bagels.
Right, the Chiang Mai bagel.
Chiang Mai bagel. Yeah, Bagel Einstein. It was great to see how they trained and also treated the animals right. We also saw giraffes.
So they weren't wild. They weren't running around.
No, those monkeys are freaks. They're freaking addicts, man. There's something wrong with them. I think that they watched a little too much monkey porn or something because immediately, as soon as we started taking pictures of them, they started touching on my wife's breast.
I saw that.
They started grabbing my junk. And I was like, listen, when do I get my refund? Because I paid for this. Y'all should be paying me to touch my stuff.
That's crazy.
That's terrifying because they're strong as hell.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do get nervous because the first thing I think when I hear monkeys is that face that got ripped off a few years ago by whomever that was.
Yeah.
So that was weird. But, you know, it was well, you know, once
did
they
you ask,
junk,
like, this isn't that monkey,
is
right?
Is this the monkey is this that the ripped monkey the face? Because I want that
monkey. Face ripper.
No,
face ripper gone.
Face ripper at 2 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
Here in
now,
the back.
Yes.
This is face kisser.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
Genital puncher. There you go.
What surprised you the most about Thailand? The biggest surprise.
In all honesty, I have to be honest. My surprise came from the futuristic architecture that they have.
Really?
And it really made me
look
at American.
Did they have a Jones hologram?
Not yet. No, that's 2025, Marty McFly. I did not expect them to have such a futuristic way of having buildings. There was a building shaped like an L, but upside down. So basically, you could be on your floor and look straight down.
Oh,
there are buildings that are shaped like the letter M, but cursive. There's a whole different set of standard when it comes to architecture that I wish, frankly, that we would emulate because most of our buildings are like just buildings.
Stand
square, real boring. I would like to see a building that's shaped like Optimus Prime. That's an actual building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think they have that in Thailand somewhere in Prime Land.
Hey, did you do any stand-up comedy where you were there?
I was scheduled to, but I got caught up, man. I was supposed to do it this Wednesday, and my flight ended up being a little it didn't work out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I'm going back to Asia in a couple months to do it in Beijing, so hopefully I'll get to make up for what I lost.
Now, you went with your wife. Do you and your wife travel well together? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, there's no, hey,
oh,
I want to go
spats.
See this.
Huh? Oh, there's definitely spats.
Oh, there is.
We definitely had disagreements.
What was what was the disagreement?
You went to a whorehouse.
That was actually one of the arguments, believe it or not. Not to put her out there, but yeah, the one thing that I think I wish we had agreed a little more on was how to post. I'm a Insta poster.
Gotcha.
All right, I like to post what's going on when it's going
and
on,
she,
and then post
and she,
a picture.
And she wants you to hey experience it with me here now. Wait and post later.
Don't post this now because I don't want anybody else to know I'm here. I'm waiting to try it out. You've got more followers than me, so let's wait. You have now given away. She got some to her, whoever that is that sent her a message saying, oh, you guys are in Thailand. Hope you enjoy. You messed up my whole trip, man.
Because she was like, she wanted to tell her friends.
She wants to unveil it. Right?
Oh.
She wants it to be the big reveal. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. You went to Thailand. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. But if I'm posting it first, I take away from the allure.
Oh, so you took away her,
You went all the way to Thailand.
And thought about social media.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like Drake says, man, you go over there to post for people back at home, and I swear I built that immediately. But if you want to see my pictures of what happened 2 weeks ago, go to my Instagram at The Real Vince Taylor anytime.
That's a 2 week vacation. That's long.
That was a long vacation,
man. Yes, it was.
Your kids mad at you? They didn't get to go?
Man, I'm mad at my kids for having to come back to me.
Yeah.
I was hoping that they would have been grown by the time I came back. And you know how fortunate you are? You have a back seat with a seatbelt. Those kids over there in Thailand are riding the front seat of a motor scooter.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Please, guys, you guys have no idea what struggle is. And they don't even get free Wi-Fi. You guys get LTE. Shut up.
So you're back in town. You got a show this week?
Yeah, man. I'm at Sanford Bonkers, which is Otters on the River. So come check me and my homeboy Brody Love out. I think Lisa Rod Davis and Ellie. I was trying to get Ryan on there, but he's super booked. Like, he's freaking booked
weekend,
at the Coliseum. Yeah,
yeah,
like, freaking at Amway next week and everything. But, yeah, so we're there. So if you got some tickets, just come check me out. We're on bonkers.com or go to my Instagram, and I'll get you some free tickets, man. I'll tell you all about it.
So, Deborah, we haven't missed anything in the news. It's the same
Not
old thing.
Damn
nothing,
thing.
Nothing we should warn people about. Nothing.
I'd rather hear about the whole house.
I knew you would. I could tell. Yeah.
That's far more interesting.
It is Heat Stroke Awareness Day. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I did know it's National Mutt Day and also National Avocado Day, and Chipotle is giving away free guac.
Oh,
that's expensive guac, too.
I'm glad it's not free mutts.
But it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, some of the firefighter deaths in California hasn't been from the flames. It's actually been from superheated air that, as it blows over these firefighters, it literally will roast them.
I saw the tornadoes, too.
Tornadoes. It's a fire tornado. Now, you think of a dust devil or a fire devil, like a small one. No, they showed aerial footage of this, the car fire near Redding. The whole damn thing was twisting. It looked like a huge fire tornado.
It looked like something from a fake from a movie.
It really did.
A Fantastic Four movie or whatever. What's his name?
It was a totally CGI. Totally CGI. The good news is that Florida has been sending resources to help California firefighters. We've been doing it for about 2 to 3 weeks. In fact, this weekend just dispatched some more crew and personnel. So people from all over the country are going out there to try to help 17 active wildfires. So.
All right. Deborah, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. When we come back, we got Detective Barb is here with us from Crimeland. So we'll talk to Detective Barb. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
Fans will make her dance. Fans will make her dance. All these cheeks popping. I'm just popping. Bang. Fans will make her dance. Fans will make her dance. These cheeks clapping. And they ain't using hands.
Four times with the left, four with the right, then eight times.
Remember, go to the website at Monster.fm and see if your name is one of the daily five. If it is, you're going to be able to join us for the Monster Fan Appreciation event this Saturday. We are going to be at Universal Studios Orlando early in the morning. Let's say early, like 9 o'clock or so. We'll take a big photo with everybody at 10 o'clock, and we'd love for you to join us if you want to. If you want to win tickets, go to the website at monsters.fm and look for the Daily Five. If your name is one of the Daily Five, then you could win. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Ryan Holmes is here. We got Vince Taylor, and now it's time for Detective Barb from Crimeline. And, of course, Crimeline, the phone number is 1-800-423-TIPS. That's 1-800-423-TIPS. And if you suspect that you know something and you want to tell the police, but you don't want anyone to know that you do know, then you call 1-800-423-TIPS, and it's completely anonymous, and they catch bad guys all the time. How you doing, Detective Barb?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. So are we have some bad guys we're trying to catch this week?
We do. We have there's been a lot of shootings lately, but one of the first ones I want to focus on is this dude that decided to rob the massage parlor.
Oh, no.
Massage place that's open at 7:50 at night.
Well, those are usually the very reputable ones.
Are they?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, usually
late
nights.
Get an appointment, 9:30, whatever.
Sometimes your busy day of being a guidance counselor, you got to get that late massage.
Well, they still shouldn't be robbing them, right?
I didn't know that was a wrong thing to be open at 7:50 at night.
I have no problems unless it's illegal, but
it's a hard
what's
place
really
to rob.
Illegal is the dude who decided to rob him, and he comes in wearing his hoodie. We have a pretty good picture of him. We've retweeted that from the Orlando Police Department. So that happened at 7:50 a couple days ago, over on the 25th, I guess it was.
Do they get robbed that often?
No.
I wouldn't think
so. No, I don't see that happening. Yeah.
It's weird,
often.
Though, because I mean, I don't picture them having a lot of cash on hand either.
Right. Are you kidding me?
Well,
Check the boot.
Straight up cash business, I think.
Is it really?
Well, I doubt that many men are using their credit cards
for their wives to see
what the heck's going on.
They're swiping, though.
Usually shows up as something else, like Royal Catering.
Right. ABC Meats.
Royal Catering.
Yeah, right. How do you know this?
No, just heard my friend told me.
You want to post a time?
Not that I would know, right? Orange County yesterday, 2 days ago actually, announced there's a very suspicious missing persons case again. It's another female who's missing, has been missing since May 21st of 2017. Her name is Jenlyn Handley. She left her residence in Apopka and she hasn't been seen since then. She's described as a white female, 5 foot, 325 pounds, brown eyes, blonde hair. And we're looking for any information. This is a very extremely suspicious, so we put a reward of up to $5,000 on this one. If you know anything about where she may be, what happened to her, we would really appreciate some phone calls on that. And the last one I want to talk about is the shooting death of Sasha Garden. And she was the person that was found in the parking lot at 1633 Holden Avenue.
Was she pregnant?
Is the transgender.
Oh.
Who was living as a female. She was found on July 19th at about 5 o'clock in the morning. If you know anything about her death, the missing person, or any of the robberies, I'd urge you to call. There have been a ton of shootings. There have actually been quite a few homicides between all the counties that we cover. So if you have any information, homicides are always up to $5,000. Any other cases up to $1,000.
Yeah, does it being summertime and the heat have anything to do with the fact that escalation of violent crime?
No, I've been in this business a while. It's just it ebbs and flows. We'll go, you know, a couple weeks, not have a homicide anywhere, and then we just start stacking them up. So a lot of things happening out there. And I will tell you this, I am privy to information about heroin and the overdoses that are happening, but if you know anything about the heroin dealing that's happening, it's killing people in our community. We really need to start going after those guys. We will take tips on that. That information will be sent over to the drug units.
Has it gotten any better? I mean,
it just continues.
Is it as bad here in Orlando as it is, as you see, like in other places across the country and the world now?
I don't know the answer to that. I do know it's across the country. We hear them talk about it across the country. So,
yeah, because the crackdown on prescription pills was a federal thing, was it not?
It was.
So, and then, you know, I think wasn't there a direct correlation where you could say, okay, well, they cracked down on getting illegal pills, shutting down the pill mills, which made it more difficult for addicts to get that particular opioid. So they go right back to the streets, and you see these, you know, inchworm type effects of, you know, it kind of going back and forth to sources.
It's total fentanyl, though. That's the big one.
And heroin's cheap right now.
Exactly.
So it just makes it easy for people who end up overdosing and don't have a clue.
Yeah, a question for Vince Taylor.
Now, I'm not trying to make light of this issue, but as an Apopka resident, I know there's a high, bear population. Like, when you... is there ever a consideration that there's possible foul play with any of the wildlife nearby when there's a missing person, or is that just completely out of the question?
Man, that would be crazy.
Yeah, but black bears, they run away from you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have black bears in my yard at least once a week.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And you just make a bunch of noise and they
go
away.
It's very rare that a bear kills a person.
Doesn't it depend on how you approach? I mean, because we have a lot of people that aren't informed I'm not trying to say that, you know, I'm not trying to make light of it.
I would bet there is probably on one hand of bear attacks that have ever happened in the United States that happened in a population, like in a sense where like a society where a bear like creeped into a suburb or something like that.
Yeah, and black bear deaths are really low overall, like over all time. So they get into your trash, they become a nuisance, but generally a black bear is not going to get you.
Okay.
We have bobcats though. Bobcats.
Doing.
Yeah.
Hey, when's payday again for Crime Line?
22nd.
Okay, 22nd.
22nd. So if you have tips that led to an arrest or something, you can call us. We will follow up on those, but school starts. That's even more important.
School will be starting soon. Of course, that is the Speak Out program. And you want to, a lot of kids are going into like middle school for the first time, and their parents haven't dealt with middle school. And that's really when it seems to get rough.
Okay.
And you want parents to know to make sure your kids download that app, which is called P3, correct?
P3 Campus.
P3 Campus.
Yep.
And it's a way for them, if they're being bullied and they're afraid to tell their teacher, or they don't want people knowing they told, because then they get picked on, you can go to the P3 Campus and you can just, it's anonymous, and they will help fix that problem.
And this is conversation time. We're talking to them about bus routes. We're talking to them about paying attention when they're walking in the dark at school. We're talking about, you know, going to your classes and doing all the things. But most important is, especially kids going to new schools, new settings, new surroundings, a lot of things happening. If you're not part of the clique,
sure,
you become one of those kids that ultimately potentially gets bullied, or you have friends who get bullied.
Man, you could pay me to go to middle school again. Like, there's
no amount of money.
No, there's no amount of money you could pay me to ever go to middle school again. That was horrible time.
It was. Oh, I
hate it. Can you imagine it now with social media?
No. I mean, like, that's why what you do is so good. I mean, like, to have that, because I remember, like, middle school, I was this awkward, weird little kid, and asking a teacher for help, and they, like, made fun of me.
I mean, you can't do anything without getting made fun of.
Yeah. So, like, to have something like that, that's really amazing.
I would be terrified going back as a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, I would get beat up daily in middle school.
P3 campus.
I would love to go back to middle school just to play on the basketball team.
All right. Right now, you mean.
Weird fascination.
Dunking on them. Oh, yeah. My same height, everything.
It's 1-800-423-TIPS for Crimeline, or go to crimeline.org. Thank you, Detective Barb.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, Carlos is going to take you to the top. Hey, if you want to find out about winning the tickets for the first 5 rows of WWE SmackDown, go to our website at monsters.fm, and all the information is there on how you can win those tickets. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. So let me quickly give you the reasons why you should go to Monsters.fm right now. You can get those final tickets for the Monster Brew Bus on the website at Monsters.fm. You can see a ghost that was caught in St. Augustine on the website if you go right now. You can see, let's see here, what else we got? Uh-oh, it just flipped something else. Hold on.
The ghost did it.
Hold on. I had the ghost. Where's that at? Okay. Yeah, you got the ghost in St. Augustine. You can do that. The butt bucket challenge with Iggy Azalea, where she puts a bucket of chicken on her butt.
It is ridiculous. And that is a joke minefield. Want to possibly have a parade and a march against you,
that's it.
Go ahead and make some jokes about Iggy with a bucket of KFC and her giant ass.
The Ryobi cooler that I want, you can see what that it looks like on the website at monsters.fm. It's Tattoozday with Angel at monsters.fm. We've got Shameless Twerk this morning.
One of the best videos ever in existence of a demonstration of a beautiful morning twerk.
You take a bath or a shower with Lindsay Pelis? Just do the math there. We got the skate night information is on monsters.fm. For those that don't want to move out of their mom's house, you can see what that pod looks like. Bigfoot porn. Is this picture of Jessica real or not? We already figured that out because Jessica called and said, yes, that is her. And a new song by Savannah called I'm So Lonely with Ryan Holmes is all
remix
on the website.
New joint.
The remix. All on the website right now at monsters.fm. If you've never gone to our website, please go to it today. We'd appreciate that. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Dirty Jim, Vince Taylor, Ryan Holmes, and now Carlos Navarro is going to take it to the top.
Let's go. Bang, bang. Okay, good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning we take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. No, it is no different today. It is a wonderful day. We're alive. We're healthy. You're listening to the Monsters. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you don't have work. Maybe you got fired. It don't matter. Your little ears are still listening. You're still got blood flowing through those veins, and you can hear my very sexy voice. Everybody, people are saying my voice is very sexy.
Is that what they're saying, really?
A lot of people are saying.
Okay.
Man, Tuesday here on the Monsters. Got to give immediate shout out to my man, LeBron James.
Oh, that was cool, yeah.
Love this dude, man. All the haters can hate on LeBron James all you want. But when you're a guy who doesn't go to college, okay, chooses let's go in the NBA and be the chosen one and have all the pressure in the world to create and produce and be this perfect person. And then you go and basically do that and accomplish these great, feats. In basketball and others. And then what does he go and do? He creates the I Promise School, okay? And this is a guy, like I said, who never went to college but went back to his hometown of Akron and created this school called the I Promise School that will serve 240 at-risk children. They opened it yesterday.
And their parents.
And their parents. Angel, and their excellent point.
And their parents. So while your kid's going to this facility, there's a space there that's created for the parents to get their education and get their degrees and everything.
Wow.
This is the difference. This is what's going to separate. Whatever happens on the court is going to be one thing, and that can be argued until the end of days, right?
Yes.
What separates LeBron James from every other... other superstar, NBA superstar, is going to be his philanthropic endeavors and the legacy. And this is the beginning of that with this school.
I agree. He wrote this. He said, this skinny kid from Akron who missed 83 days of school in the fourth grade had some big dreams. And that is pretty ironic in the sense, man, if it was a college, it'd truly be ironic. But, you know, a guy who didn't have that higher education, who didn't have the chances that we all had, who didn't have the opportunities that a lot of us have, and now he goes back and puts up this amazing school. And that parent note is very interesting, Angel, because you do have to have the foundation built correctly in order for these kids to learn as well.
Yep.
You know, I know me personally, there's a bunch of stuff I didn't learn growing up, and I got to learn to help teach my child. Finance is one of those, life things, and
This definitely goes into the LeBron is better than Michael Jordan score one for LeBron column.
Yeah, I would say so. But then
this
again,
is also how you build a supervillain, because if some kid's gonna get failed by LeBron James, he's gonna have to start something. I hate you, LeBron.
Dude, that's true. I did not think about that. But shout out to him, and very, very cool. Now let me tell y'all a story about what happened yesterday.
All right,
on the way home from work. And I will say this in all seriousness, it was a very scary thing, okay? We talk about it. I don't care if you listen here in Orlando on Real Radio 104.1. If you do, thank you. That's awesome. And if you listen on iHeartRadio around the nation, around the world, well, we have a little road here called I-4.
Beautiful road. Beautiful.
We talk about it all the time. It's a beautiful road. Very well paved.
People
are saying it's a beautiful road. It's a nightmare.
People are definitely saying it's a nightmare. The other one I don't know about, but people are definitely saying it's a nightmare.
I have to drive it because if I don't drive it, there's an additional 15 minutes to my drive.
And that's minimum.
That's minimum. Yeah, it would be minimum.
I mean, it could be more than that.
So not only do I have to drive it every day, I go 408 to I-4. I drive probably what is the worst chunk of that entire thing every single day. And I've been lucky. I've been okay. Seen some horrific accidents. Come on the air, talked about these accidents, and just tried to be real careful on the road. So yesterday, in particular, we talked about how crazy I-4 is, and
because I'd seen an accident in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have rear-ended somebody before when I took my eyes off the road and I saw a Jamaican dude walking into Cracker Barrel, and it threw my eyes off. And I said, "Jamaican people go to Cracker Barrel?" And I'm like, boom! And nailed it. Nailed the car. Okay. Yeah. And remember that incident?
Yeah, sure.
Right? We remember.
I do. That's like something I would do.
In your defense, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, "What the? What?" You know. So I will admit when my foolishness gets me into trouble, and that time it did. This time I was paying attention, 100%. Like, as much as you can pay attention on I-4, which is pretty much, all right.
Going through that downtown area, if you don't, you're just going to crash. It's that simple. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. Where they're building 408 shifts underneath all of that, and the whole time there's like pylon drivers on both sides. It is terrifying.
Jimmy, I'm glad you said that.
Plus, there's that weird drop now. There's like a 6-foot drop right under I-4 as you're going 50 or 60 miles through downtown
right here,
now.
God, the exit for Lee Road. Wow. And there's a hard left right there.
We're not talking a BS drop. We're talking a drop. Jimmy, can literally feel it in your stomach.
You been over that drop a million times. So guess what? Yesterday going home, I'm on that drop. I'm going home. I'm coming from I-4 and getting off on 408. No. I was still on I-4.
Yeah.
I hadn't been on 408 yet. And I'm going. I'm in the slow lane. Okay? Going about 60, driving, full attention on the road. Brakes coming up. Okay, I'll brake. Brakes coming up. Brakes. Full stop within 4 seconds of a total right-hand lane stop. I have about 2 seconds to go over. There is a car. I'm going about 45, 50 at this point. There is a car literally on my to the left-hand side that if I get over, I'm going to get hit. It begins to even stop more. I said, screw it. I turn over, and I swear to God, guys, I tucked in to go, I'm about to get hit going about 45 on I-4. And I went, like this. And luckily, everything straightened out, and I did not get hit. It was a gigantic pickup truck for construction that had stopped in the middle of the slow lane. Dead stop with zero attention around it, turning in to unload its load.
Right. Wow.
Yep. Guys,
been in a bunch of close accidents, been in accidents. That was unbelievably scary. I was shaken up. I'm still shaken up about it because that's how it goes, guys. Yeah. It's not that cancer we worry about. It's not, well, man, I should quit smoking.
It's that second. You need, like, one minute you're listening to.
Exactly right, Russ. I was just listening. Just do, breaking. And that's how your life goes. And we spend all the time bitching and worrying and complaining and thinking, and not all of us, and not all the time. And then we get reminded with things like this, and we go, oh, yeah, life is fragile.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this to everybody who's listening, man. Keep your eyes on the road.
Yes.
My eyes were dead attention. If I would have been on my phone, I have no doubt in my mind I would have been dead.
Oh, you're on your phone, yeah. Luckily, you just listened to the best of Juice Newton and, on your way to.
But you know, I say this to everybody who listens everywhere. We all have our bad habits of checking our phone when we drive. We can all admit, like, we can all act like we're perfect. I know I'm not, but we have to be. Like, that, it's so scary on the road, man. I came home, told my wife, I was like, I don't feel like driving I-4, but. What else can I do?
You just gotta be really, really. When you're driving I-4, you just go like, okay, listen, turn the radio down a little bit. Don't get on your phone and just pay attention because that's.
Nah, but you could even be paying attention and that happens.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's what he's telling you. He's paying attention. He wasn't on his phone. He's doing any of these other things that he normally would have been doing, and you're
I'm dead.
Yeah, you're toast.
And that's why it's the most dangerous road in America.
So
that's just one of the many reasons. By the way, I love towing my trailer because I get in the right-hand lane, go 60 miles an hour, and nobody gets mad.
Right, right, because they all just pass you.
Just put on some good music and just chill out and drive.
You think they don't get mad.
I don't care if they do.
You know, I came home, and my daughter was skating in the house with her little friend. My wife was there. They obviously didn't know what happened. And you just get reminded how fragile life is. And I know to go, Carlos, Mr. Positivity, Mr. Whatever. I say that because, man, it can all go in seconds. And then it was like all that worrying, all that fighting, all that hate for what? You know, health is wealth, folks. So I just want to pass on that story real quick. It was scary enough for me to post about it yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. You're so intense in the way you're like telling this story. Like my heart's uncomfortable right now. Like,
honestly, man, I thought I was going to get sideswiped, hit, and flipped over.
Yeah.
Million times. I mean, you're going 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And I hope nobody else got I don't know. I don't know what happened. It was very intense. I'm okay. Pass it on. Maybe that will make you think a little bit more today as you're going. Let's click into a totally different note and talk a little bit about birthdays. There's a dude that it's his birthday that I think he should be looked up at more. I think he should be looked at one of the OGs. I think he should be like heralded a little bit just because he got in a little bit of trouble.
Nick Jonas.
Yes. No.
In what field?
Yeah, what field?
Acting. He's made some of the most badass movies.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No, but he didn't have a drug issue. It was something that happens to a lot of successful people.
Hugh Grant.
No.
Paul Rubens.
He is 56 years old. He's 56 years old, and he was one of the most badass superheroes at one time. Or comic book heroes.
Comic book heroes.
Michael Keaton.
No, but good guess. This guy hasn't done a lot of movies lately.
Tobey Maguire.
No, he got in a lot of trouble, but man, if one of his movies is on, I have to watch it every time.
Val Kilmer.
No, but you're not even close right now. He starred with guys like Patrick Swayze. He starred with John Leguizamo. He starred with Woody Harrelson. He starred with...
So you went to the Russ school of giving hints.
No, no. These are perfect dead-on hints.
Patrick Swayze.
At all?
Well, if he was in a movie with Patrick Swayze, he wasn't the star. Patrick was the star.
Well, let's see what else.
Is he a bigger star than Patrick Swayze?
Well, he's still alive, Russ, so I'm going to have to give it to
him. Yeah, shots fired.
God rest your soul, Patrick.
Yeah, ride's closed. Rest your soul. The Swayze ride is closed.
He was in a great baseball movie.
Tom Hanks.
Kevin Costner.
I can't believe you guys have not cast this actor yet.
He was a superhero?
He was a comic book character.
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
I can't.
In the 80s, there was just
Superman. No, 90s. Oh, okay. 90s, yeah. 90s. And he is...
Ed Norton.
He played a badass drug dealer.
Oh my God!
Gary Oldman.
No!
Paul Rubens.
I can't believe I have to tell you. I know how you feel now.
Samuel L. Jackson.
You're looking at the answer.
Tell us the answer so we can tell you how bad your clues
are.
Danny DeVito. What's his first and last name?
Wesley Snipes.
Hey, I should have. You should have went with the darkest.
That was good clues, right?
No. Swayze.
You said you got some trouble.
Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, I never saw that stupid ass movie. God almighty, who would watch that?
Can you believe he went down for what he went down compared to what's going on?
Tax evasion, right?
Oh my God, if he could only have just had problems with women instead of taxes, he would have still been around.
Women and drugs, he'd have been fine.
This guy's run of films in the 90s.
Drop Zone's one of my favorite movies.
Always been on black.
Let me tell you that, hey, in addition to that, Wesley Snipes started the Marvel franchise with Blade, and then he kept it forward because he's been pitched as a new Spawn. Unfortunately, he didn't make it.
He went to either Jones High School or Evans High School. Which one was it?
Jones, right?
I think it was Edgewater.
Not Edgewater.
I thought it was Evans.
Evans, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we see him more? Why he does films.
I think he's going to do another Blade, isn't he?
I think the Blade trilogy is gone, man. But in all honesty, man, his reputation just plummeted after that tax thing. Because it's one thing Americans can't stand is when you don't pay your taxes.
Yeah, that's true. You
know, is Blade in the MCU or is that
It is, but it's not. You know what I mean? Because he's a Spider-Man spinoff.
Yeah.
You know, but he's not like a mainstream character. Absolutely.
Mm. Which bring it up.
And also another movie coming out is Morpheus. But hey, that's a whole other subject. Blade, we certainly appreciate you, man. It would not be the Marvel Universe if it wasn't for Wesley Snipes kicking it off. One of the darkest and dopest.
Passenger 57, Demolition Man, Boiling Point, Waiting to Exhale, The Fan.
I think he's got another good run in him, man. I'd like to see him come back.
I will definitely sign the Bring Wesley Back petition.
Now, here's another big birthday. He's 60 years old. This guy's a billionaire. He's become very famous for his outlandish attitude, and he's on a TV show right now, and he owns
Mark Cuban.
There you go, Mark Cuban. He's probably going to run for president here.
He's 60?
60 years old?
Wow. He's got a billionaire switching out the blood thing.
Hell yeah. I like Mark. And I like Mark Cuban too. It'd be interesting to see what the Mavs do this year. And last but not least, I think this is correct. I'll say it. This is the richest woman in England.
It's got to be the Queen.
Other than the Queen.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
Harry Potter lady. Harry Potter lady.
You combine.
That's her name, Harry Potter lady.
J.R. Tolkien. R.K. Kelly.
Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter.
R.K. Kelly.
Yeah, how old is J.K. Rowling?
R.K. Kelly.
R.K. Kelly. It's a remix to Potter.
How old is she?
J.K. Rowling. I'm going to say she's 57.
No, closer.
Oh wow! I would have said pretty close to that. I'll go 53.
Yeah, boom, right in the nail. J.K. Rowling. I do want to get into Harry Potter. I feel like I'm missing out.
Do it.
Wait, you've never gotten into Harry Potter?
Do your soul a favor, Lois.
Oh, yeah.
Read them all, watch them all, so you can be up to par with the fantastic creatures. There's a new spinoff
right
now.
Yeah, I saw Johnny Depp.
You got it. It's just one of those things you got to do. We have the Harry Potter land here.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't get the full joy from it because when I go through there, I'm like, I don't really.
Come on, get down with it.
You know, when my daughter used to work out at the Three Broomsticks, out at Harry Potter land or whatever, she said R.K.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling or whatever.
R.K. Kelly. R.K. Kelly.
She would come through there almost like once every other month to make sure everything was perfect. She's really, really big on making sure her brand is right.
Well, I mean, honestly, when tourists come now, it's go to Mickey Mouse and go see Harry Potter.
Yeah.
How many times have we been in a studio and seen family after family after family walked in dressed like Harry Potter?
It's everywhere. I think, I mean, when you're there, it rivals Star Wars. It has that same feeling when you're at the park. And so that's what's going on. Keep your head straight, folks. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
Hey, and we'll be at the park this weekend, by the way, at Universal Studios Orlando. Yeah. We'll be there Friday doing the show live here, and then we'll be there Saturday for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We want to thank the folks from Universal for giving us those 100 tickets. Keep listening for how you can win tickets for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is this coming Saturday at Universal Studios Orlando. When we come back, Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Because today is a new day and another chance to give up completely.
This is what it's come to. Afternoon unemployed drinking.
Real Radio. Yo. 104.1.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins on with Dirty Jim, Angel and Carlos. Vince Taylor's with us along with Ryan Holmes. I want to remind you to check out the website at monsters.fm. There is a bunch of stuff up there today that you can check out. If you want to find out how to win tickets for the first five rows of the WWE SmackDown, that information's on our website at monsters.fm. So first five rows, that's awesome. In front row, man, ringside at WWE.
There's nothing like
that's
it,
cool,
when
man.
You're up close at a WWE event and people are screaming and you're into it. I mean, I don't care if you're into wrestling or not into wrestling.
It's fun.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Hey, now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports.
Monster Sports brought to you by the guys over there at Harry Buffalo, located on Church Street, downtown Orlando's premier sports club.
Yeah, it is.
Sports bar. What you can do there is, you know, catch Orlando City. We do street parties out there. I DJ out there, and you can watch the match. We have the largest television in downtown Orlando located inside there. But they also offer dueling pianos on Friday. This Friday night at 8 p.m. is going to be the return of dueling pianos to downtown Orlando. That used one of the benchmarks of downtown Church Street, so definitely check that out. And the guys want me to make sure you guys are, you know, we got football, college football, and professional football right around the corner. Harry Buffalo is a Florida State bar, so you can catch the Florida State games there with your friends. And also, it's on Sundays, it's a Buffalo Bills bar as well. So check that out. That's Harry Buffalo. Are you guys familiar with Overwatch?
I am. The video game?
Yes.
I'm a huge fan, play it all the time.
Did you realize there was a tournament over the weekend?
Yeah, I did. They had the grand finals there.
The grand finals. Do you know what that team of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know what the grand prize was?
I do not.
Is it not vagina?
I don't know. There's got to be esports groupies, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There has to be.
You know, I heard money attracts that.
That's males.
Yeah, and these guys won $1 million.
What the? Are you whatever?
Yeah,
they're fine.
For playing a video game.
For a video game tournament that was over the weekend, their grand championship, and that team took $1 million as victors of said tournament. So,
take that, Dad.
Yeah.
So I always feel bad when I miss out on
that. We actually have a Florida Overwatch team. They're called the Florida Mayhem, and they're based out of Orlando, and they're good. They weren't in the finals this time, but yeah.
You got to get on there, dude.
Dude, I play Overwatch online. I stream it. It's awesome. What? I also hate that game because it's a teamwork game, so all six people have to be
on
board with
What's
the plan.
Overwatch?
So Overwatch is a team-based game. So you have two guys that you have your tank characters who are taking the damage. You got healer characters, and you got you guys that do the damage.
Yeah.
And if everybody's not on board, and you're all on mics, you're all talking to everybody, and everybody's not on board, oh, it becomes the most toxic environment in the world.
A Leroy Jenkins issue.
A lot of that just running in, but it's one of the biggest games in the world. It's awesome.
Nice.
All right, check it out. So I wanted to play audio for you because just a shout out to probably one of the best players in the NBA or NFL history, and it was his birthday last week.
Washington. Barry Sanders is running. Barry in the second half in a big one. He's by one defender inside the 10. Touchdown, Barry Sanders.
Hand off Barry, skirts to the left side, breaks a tackle, and he will take it in! Touchdown!
There's a cutback move. Look out!
Deion Sanders.
Henry's got a shot! And got him, and he'll take out the first one!
A lot of those, and this was funny because a lot of those highlights that we you just heard were done against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh. And
it was
their former coach Dungy. He's the one that put the tweet out. He was like, "This is great to watch," but I was on the sideline for a lot of these highlights.
So Barry Sanders, he played baseball as well.
No,
Deion Sanders.
Yeah, okay. Barry Sanders probably goes down as one of the top 10 NFL players of all time.
Yeah. Yes.
How old do you think he is? Or it's just his birthday was this past week. How old do you think he celebrated?
It's weird because he retired and still could have played easily.
He did the right thing.
He retired at the top of his career, actually, and kind of peaced out. Did Seinfeld it.
Yeah.
I think he's probably 54.
I'm going early 60s, 61.
No. 57.
I'll say 48.
I'm going 55.
Russ is closest. He was 50.
Damn, really?
Who was the Barry that we met for the Orlando Predators?
Barry Wagner.
Barry Wagner.
Totally, entirely. It's like the polar opposite of Barry Sanders.
By the way, did you know there's only four arena teams left?
Yeah.
And the one who won the championship only had two wins. Go ahead. Sorry.
One's a WNBA team.
I met Barry Sanders years ago. And it was an honor meeting the dude because like that guy's a legend. And I sat next to him and ate a Subway with him.
You should have to pay a fee to watch YouTube clips of him running. It's that incredible.
Did Barry Sanders tell you he was a legend?
Hell no.
Because Barry Wagner will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Wagner will tell you.
I don't think Barry Sanders talks.
Over and over and over again how he's a legend in the AFL.
I was around him for 4 hours and heard him say three words.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think
that was only to Joe Montana.
Right. And he talks very lightly, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very. Yeah.
All he does is run you over.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I watched his clips. But he made it possible for me to escape a lot of whoopings watching that footwork.
Yeah, hey, little Jew. Boom.
Yep. A really amazing footage coming out of New Orleans. Mitchell Lowen, the 25-year-old defensive lineman for the New Orleans Saints, will help with a bunch of bystanders. This guy in downtown, what was it?
Brooklyn.
Downtown downtown New Orleans. Basically drives his G-Wagon off the side, Mercedes G-Wagon class off the side of a parking garage, right? The guy's trapped inside. Mitchell and a bunch of bystanders help basically flip this guy's G-Wagon upright to help get the guy out of it.
Wow.
The footage of it is just flat out amazing. And not for nothing, you probably get a good deal on the G-Wagon. It basically held up pretty good.
Hold on. There are no good deals on G-Wagons.
Not even this one.
Yeah, they're 100K. I don't care if they've got 1 mile or 200,000 miles. They're 100 grand.
When we talk about
less space than a Corolla.
How crazy this day and age is, and how everything gets shot on video, and everyone's, you know, people are calling the cops on everybody for everything, from selling newspapers to having a lemonade stand,
barbecuing,
to everything. What kind of sporting thing would you, how do I frame this?
Can jam.
There's no way to frame it.
Yard darts.
We got video footage of this. Guy gets calls the cops on a play on another guy that was playing basketball with him for a hard foul.
I saw this video.
Is it real?
It was at a gym. Yeah, yep. It was 100% real.
Wasn't a hard foul.
Yeah, but I mean, you just fight that out.
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
I mean? I've never seen that.
What do you anticipate the police to do when they show up and there's like, this guy gave me a hard foul? What do you think the cops are going to do?
Hopefully laugh and point.
It's basically what the officers did. They're like, are you serious? Is this what you're calling me for?
Where's the guy who took a white guy elbow? Point and laugh.
Yeah. So it was, it's just.
Just shoot the basketball and deflate it. There you go. No one wins.
Yeah. I'm taking this.
Now go home.
Really cool footage again coming out. We got NFL training camp, and I know all of us here in Central Florida are rooting for this guy.
Who?
Wanting for this guy to make sure he makes the team. Shaquem Griffin.
Yeah.
In practice yesterday, yokes one from Russell Wilson. Makes an interception in the practice from him. It was a great footage for him, a great look for him. It's all over the internet right now, so if you get a chance, you know,
UCF one-handed guy.
Yeah, UCF, former UCF player.
It was a sweet pick, man.
Yeah, he was all over.
He intercepted the ball.
That's what he does.
That's his thing.
Yeah, man, hands down, one of the best players.
And, you know, doing it against one of the best QBs.
Stop.
That's badass.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're
right up against the trading line in Major League Baseball, and I am shocked. And just
Before we go, what team is he on again? He's on Seattle?
Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks. Okay.
That's your new team.
The Mariners.
New team, yeah.
They're good.
And this name popped up this morning as the number one of, like, this team is shopping him around. Off of the heels of his stellar performance at the All-Star game.
This is unbelievable, isn't it?
I can't believe this either.
Yeah. Bryce Harper is up for trade.
Yeah, they think they're going to ship that guy. He's apparently just a giant pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Like a massive, entitled bitch of a man pain in the ass.
For a franchise to do that to their franchise player.
But what they can get, and you have to understand, what they could get for him could be a franchise-changing trade, really, to be honest with you.
And that's what they're talking about. Yeah. They don't want to, quote-unquote, be in rebuild mode. It's more as reload mode. And the fact that they are potentially looking at like a 4-for-1 kind of deal for this guy with prospects, but if these are the teams that are being that are talked about, so if you're a fan of one of these teams, you know, I don't know. Let me know what you think about it. The Cleveland Indians are the front runners. The Chicago Cubs, who are having a great season, are number two team that's interested. The Los Angeles Dodgers, like they are just that bankroll.
It's out of control.
And then the Arizona Diamondbacks. Those are the four teams that are right now the front runners for Bryce Harper.
I even heard the Yankees thrown in there, dude. That's so crazy. But yeah, I mean. I wonder how many productive years he has left, do you think? I mean, he's having kind of a weird year. He did have a great home run derby, but you know his year has been kind of odd.
Up until the All-Star game, it wasn't a stellar year, and he's in his contract year. So,
yeah, of course.
We'll see. You know,
he's no Dion Wagner, I'll tell you that.
Shut up.
And then we'll wrap it up with this. It's just funny how the NFL just keeps, you know, running into itself. The latest statement is they told Jerry Jones to shut up.
Yeah,
oh, they did.
Yeah, the NFL has issued an
edict. That's the official word. Shut up.
They told Jerry Jones to shut up and don't talk about our policy.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long that lasts.
He's not going to shut up. He's a billionaire. A billionaire does what he wants.
I figure by 6 o'clock today, he's going to have something to say about the NFL's policy.
A lot of billionaires, Russ. There's a lot of them out there, buddy. We have more in the U.S. than any other country.
I know,
a lot of guys could write a check for Jerry Jones' entire worth.
But he's still, he's got that that mindset that, you know, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Hey. And the plastic face to go with it. Did you see the catch that Antonio Brown made in practice?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a lot of really cool, you know, preseason footage. So we're in the thick of it. And we got the kickoff is, a couple weeks away. So we'll keep you informed with that. And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you so much, Angel. The website's monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. If you want to see the woman with the world's biggest feet, she's on our website at monsters.fm. Go check it out right now. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Radio. Radio. I'm feeling crazy. I just took 2 hydroxycut gummy bears.
Woo!
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show.
You're
for
crazy.
This coming Saturday, Universal Studios Orlando. I'm going to do it right now.
No.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not, Roland.
You can't contain me. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. If you win this next trivia question, you're going to get 2 tickets to join us for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. It's this coming Saturday at Universal Studios Orlando. We only have a certain amount of tickets we can give out, and it's a big surprise giveaway right now. So get on the line if you want to win those tickets. You can join us that day. We're going to take photos with everybody in the morning, and then we're going to go have ride a bunch of rides. We're going to have lunch at the Monster Cafe. We're going to go ride more rides and a bunch of other special stuff happening this coming Saturday. And I'm going to end up at Finnegan's, that Irish bar there, which is a cool place to end up at Universal. So a bunch of people are on the line. They've been waiting to win those tickets. We appreciate you guys listening. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. And Angel, I threw it on him in the last minute, so he's answering all the phones and getting everybody up there. But welcome back to the show. Here's the thing, just like we do in the morning, a lot of people don't hear it at 7 o'clock. You're probably still sleeping or whatever.
We're awesome at that.
The way we do this is you know, you get a chance to answer the question. If you don't get it right, then you get another shot, because you can pick one of the monsters to help you out. And we got a plethora of people here to help you. You could either be Dirty Jim, who gets it right a lot. It could be Carlos, who knows how to sweet talk me. It could be Angel, it could be Vince Taylor or Ryan Holmes that can get it right for you. And I've made it, I think, a fairly easy question to tie in to Universal Studios. So I'm going to let Angel tell me. He's screening all the calls.
What? Like your fairly easy question this morning about Universal Studios?
What movie that has a ride there that is definitely still there that has a shark?
Never said that.
And it's
I said it was a big franchise, a big star, and I said it was the 6th movie in the series, and that was all correct. I didn't realize that Terminator was gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're doing a Terminator 6 now, and that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger had said.
Yeah, there were rumblings that they might turn that into the Walking Dead area.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah, like they have in L.A., they have a whole Walking Dead thing.
For Universal, really?
Yeah.
Outside of Halloween Horror Nights?
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. In L.A., they have one year-round.
All right, I'm going to wait for my music, and then when I hear the music, I'm going to pop up. The first person who is excited, it looks like, to go to Universal Studios. Ah, there it is. It's Charlie. Charlie, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Russ.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Have you been waiting to win these tickets to Universal?
Yes, I have been trying to all morning, so hopefully today we'll get to go.
Awesome, right, man. I hope you did, too.
Good luck to you. If you get it right, you can take the prize to Universal. If you don't get it, then one of the monsters can help you. It could be Dirty Jim. It could be Carlos, Angel, Vince Taylor, or Ryan Holmes. Here we go. They surveyed 50,000 people, and they asked them, what is the best movie moment of all time? What do you think came in number one, the best movie moment of all time, according to this particular website?
Movie moment of all time.
Yes.
All time, Charles.
I guess Ghost with
The pot.
Oh, and Patrick Swayze.
Ghost with the pot. Yeah,
that's what I said last night.
That did not come in the top 10.
Are you kidding?
Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim. You've got Angel. You've got Carlos, Vince Taylor, or Ryan Holmes.
That scene did not come in the top 10 at all.
It did not.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Sound at a time, screen.
Carlitos.
Man,
out here, buddy.
Man, Carlos.
This is
according to this website. 50,000 people. They said, "What is the greatest American movie moment of all time? What's number one? And what do you think came in number one?"
There's a scene at a gas station in Winter Park, Florida.
Identity thief. Melissa McCarthy, Jason, Ike Papi, Sandy, pay your bills. No,
wow, that was on my list.
I'm gonna say what one of my moments was, because it has to be with Steven Spielberg. If it's not with Steven Spielberg, I'll be pissed. Is it E.T. flying to the moon?
I got to tell you, you're in the top 10. That's number 7.
Damn.
That's number 7 on the
good
list.
Thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Flying,
applause.
Flying bike scene, E.T. extraterrestrial came in 7th place. Mm. Let's go to Terry. Terry, you're on Rare Radio.
I lost, but I feel
good
about it.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Terry, what thing came in number 1? The greatest movie moment of all time.
Still gives me a lump in my throat when Rudy got to play football.
That's not in the top 10. Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim. You've got Angel. You've got Ryan Holmes or Vince Taylor?
I take Dirty Jim, man. I trust him.
Jimmy, he trusts you, he says.
That
you
son not. Of a gun.
Terry trusts you. What came in number one? It's a legendary scene. It was considered, and it says by a good margin. It doesn't say the margin. But it said it came in number one for the greatest movie scene of all time.
Can I ask a qualifying question?
Yeah, why not?
Come on, baby.
Is the scene's line considered legendary as well?
Good question.
100%.
Oh.
I think I
know. Oh, wow.
Well, I think you know it.
I don't know that I do, but I know I have a couple that have to be up there. I wonder if the movie's too old, though. That's the thing is, you wonder how classic movies are taken in there as opposed to the new ones.
Hint, hint.
Okay.
A lot of words.
Is it when Nicholson comes through the door on The Shining and said, "Here's Johnny"?
No, that's not it.
Not even in the top 10. All horrible right. guess, Jim. Horrible. I thought you were going down the right route.
Mm. I was going down the right route, but I bet the other one. No, dude, I don't know about that.
Let's go to David. You're on Rare Radio 104.1.
Let's go, David.
Good morning, Monsters.
Good morning, David. What do you think came in number one? The greatest movie moment of all time.
I was thinking in the E.T. moment as well, when the E.T. and the little boy.
It's not that.
You're a smart man.
Not
obviously.
That one.
Rabbit.
Now I was thinking.
Give me another.
Jack Nicholson. Come on.
Another answer, and if you get it wrong, we got some monsters that can help you.
You got a monster that can help you.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
Come on.
God.
He's not going to help you.
Spit something out.
Yeah. David, say anything. That's the movie.
What'd you say?
I can't talk right now.
Forrest Gump running through the field.
Okay,
that's a good one. Forrest Gump running through the field. Not in the top 10. So you've got Ryan Holmes that can help you. You got Vince Taylor or Angel.
I'm going to pick Angel.
Angel, what came in number one for the greatest movie moment of all time?
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
That is the answer. That is it. Congratulations.
Wow. Whatever.
I am your father. That is it.
Let me frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
Let me put you on hold, sir. You're winning. Obviously, you're going to join us this Saturday, right?
Obviously.
Okay.
That is the prize.
He doesn't sound excited enough.
I should have made that guess. That should have been an easy
guess.
Yeah,
the number one was a legendary I Am Your Father scene from a Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. The greatest movie moment of all time.
That makes perfect sense.
Number two, make him an offer he can't refuse.
Godfather.
Number three, Rosebud.
Citizen Kane, but there's nothing said in that scene. They just kind of pan to the sled.
And he says Rosebud.
Yeah, I know, but damn, really? He's not even on camera when he says it.
Number four, these are greatest movie moments of all time. You talking to me?
Yeah, Robert De Niro.
Taxi driver. Hey, real quick, where's this from again?
This is some website. They did 50,000 people. You're gonna need to get a bigger boat?
Yeah, I almost guessed the bigger boat thing, but I didn't think that could be number one because it's a horror movie.
Yeah. The shower scene from Psycho. Bikes flying over, over you know, the
bike. Where's this one out? Where's this one on the list?
What's
I am an FBI that's funny.
What's the most modern one?
Right now,
they got Franklin, my dear, I don't give a damn is number 8. Number 9 is here's looking at you, kid. And then the
that's Humphrey Bogart. That's Casablanca.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And the aliens busting out of the chest. The one that I see that's the most current. And it came in number 95 is Why So Serious.
Yes. Mm.
Which is
how does the Jurassic Park brontosaurus or the T-Rex roar right there?
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, that should have been up there, too.
No, this one should be up there, too.
Do you want to play rough?
Someone! No.
Say hello to my little friend! Oh.
Also, I thought that would be up there, but again, it's a hard R movie. Yeah.
Where do you think, what place do you think this came in, Jimmy? We're not in Kansas anymore.
Oh, that's from Wizard of Oz. Oh, top 20?
It's number 30.
Yeah.
That's down pretty low.
Well, yeah, Titanic. Like, I'll never let go.
Never let go.
Yeah, so you had me at hello.
We have more tickets to give away for Universal and for, you know, our Big Monster Fan Appreciation Day. So we got more tickets to give away this week. Here's what's going on. People haven't been winning in the Daily 5. So because they haven't been winning on the Daily 5, we're going to have some extra tickets to give away on the air. So you need to check the Daily 5 and keep listening to the show because you never know. We're just going to bust out and give out take us like we just did. We're gonna take a little break.
Hold on, I wanna, is this one on there?
What?
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh my god.
And it should be. It damn well should be. I'm gonna answer some email from listeners when we come back. It's Russ at WTKS.com. We'll answer those when we return. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Gentlemen, tonight we're gonna flip the drummer one and walk that wind.
Hey, welcome out of the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Hey, it's Tuesday, Dirty Jim. Are you doing? Are you cooking tonight for Primetime Kitchen?
Not cooking tonight because we're going on vacation.
Oh, all right, yeah. All right, very good. Going on vacation. Well, hey, tomorrow on the Monsters, I think you'll find this interesting, Jimmy. We're going to have a finalist in for the Food Network Stars. He's a finalist on Sunday.
That's cool.
His name is Manny. He's an Orlando firefighter.
That's cool.
And I guess if he wins like his own TV show.
Yeah, I believe that's how Guy Fieri got his start.
Yeah,
he won Food Network's Next Big Star. I think is the name of the show.
So Manny will be on with us tomorrow. Also, Angel, you got a couple other guests coming in, right?
Actually, this is really cool. And this was we were trying to book this earlier when you went on vacation via that sailing trip.
Yeah.
So we got the guys from SV Delos. They are YouTube sensations. They're out of Orlando and they do sailing around the world. So we've got those guys coming in, and then we got the dogs coming in from the Orange County Kennel.
Very good. And we got Nerdy News tomorrow, so big show tomorrow, and several other tickets to give away for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show at Universal Studios Orlando. So you definitely want to listen in tomorrow. We'll be just randomly throwing those out there for you tomorrow. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Vince Taylor here and Ryan Holmes in I got a couple emails that I wanted to answer. Oh, by the way, Ryan, you're going to be at Hammer and Lamb tonight.
Yeah, Hammer and Lamb from 6 till 8. And every time the train goes by, I get a free shot. So come hang out, do trivia.
And Vince Taylor, you're going to be this weekend at...
This weekend, we're at Bonkers Otters on the River over in Sanford. Want free tickets, just go to the website or holler at me at the DM.
All right, here, this is from Melissa. Melissa sent this to me, Russ at WTKS.com, but it's sent to all the monsters. It says, hi, monsters. I'm married to a wonderful man who works really, really hard all day long, comes home and cooks dinner most of the time for us. I can cook, but he prefers doing it. He enjoys to cook. And I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm very lucky and blessed to have this man. I love the fact that he enjoys to cook for us. The thing is, he way overcooks things most of the time. I've mentioned to him very respectfully that the meat is kind of too done, and I even bought him a meat thermometer as a gift, but he still cooks things too dry. The chicken's too dry, the steak's too dry, and the hamburgers are like hockey pucks. I know I can cook it instead, but he really enjoys it, and I don't want to offend him. I prefer, he prefers to do it. I know this sounds like a silly first world problem, but it says, how do I tell my husband without hurting his feelings that I just don't like the way that he cooks?
Wow. Mm. I'm glad that she admitted that it was a first world problem. At least she knows.
At least she knows that, yeah.
Wow, man.
But he's like, he really likes it, but he's not doing a good job at it. And she doesn't want to. Now, she bought him a thermometer, and I will tell you, the thermometer thing, and I learned this from. from Dirty Jim. It really does make all the difference.
It's everything.
With the Big Green Egg, I messed a couple things up, and then I got the thermometer. I'm like, okay, if you just make sure it's the right temperature on the inside,
that's
then
it.
It's going to be perfect.
And that's why you see every chef have one in his jacket. I mean, every chef of note will have one of those little thermometers, and it's because to cook proteins perfectly, you have to know what temperature they're done at, and that will tell you exactly.
And the digital
one. Yeah, you can do it whatever you want as long as it gives you a good reading. But, you know, I'll tell you this. So I actually just recently overcooked a couple pieces of chicken at the house. You know how my
wife, I was going to tell you.
What?
I ate it anyway.
Still delicious.
Happens. And my, you know what my wife says? She goes, you know what? I don't like it like this. She didn't say dry. She didn't say anything like that. But the minute I tried it, I knew. I was like, oh, that's over. You know, that's overcooked. So maybe there are delicate ways to say, hey, you know, I just prefer it a different way rather than you're doing it wrong. Say, I just like this. Like if they're cooking, let's say the steak is cooked a little more than she wants. She goes, you know what? I found out I actually like my steak around medium. And
or if you say hey,
a little pink inside or something like that, rather than saying, hey, you're not doing this right.
Hey, can you make mine rare or like?
Hey, I'm gonna try it rare tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Ooh. Don't cook it so much tonight. In other words, don't say, hey, you're doing it wrong. Just say, I want to make a change, and can you help me out?
Here's
and I think
preference.
That'll help.
Because people get offended if you tell them they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, they get offended real easy, and then they won't do it anymore ever again. You want them to keep doing it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know that most ovens were not calibrated correctly either. Yeah. Until I started cooking with the thermometer, and my mine's like 20 degrees off.
Yeah, and that's pretty common. We had somebody, a baker, that came in on Primetime a while back and said, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions is that when you buy a stove, even from the factory, that it when it's on 350, it's actually 350, but it's not. A lot of times it's not.
How do you fix it?
You actually can calibrate it. And if you get the thermometer, you put it inside. There are oven, you know, thermometers inside. Set it at 350, let it get there, look at the thermometer, and you can actually go in the back and calibrate.
There are some people that are really super picky, though, about the way their meat is cooked.
Oh,
some
yeah.
people just eat it no matter what.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
So you're that guy?
Yeah, I'm pretty easy food person.
You'd be an easy customer.
Yeah, come in.
Oh, like, I thought you meant you were the picky one.
No. I wouldn't say I'm picky, but I will say something if I really don't like it. Like if I'm paying for the meal,
yeah,
I will straight up be like, nah, man, I want something different.
Even in here, you've said this to me. You'll just say to me, this isn't my thing.
Yeah.
And you personalize it rather than going, hey, this is wrong. It's like, you know what, this ain't hitting me right.
Yeah. But Jimmy, if you have people over and you're cooking, let's say steak, right, and you know a particular steak is not supposed to be well done, but they like, no, I want it well done. Like that's the way they want it. It drives you nutty, doesn't it?
Oh, it drives me absolutely crazy. I actually overcook the hell out of it just to make a point, and then I throw it at them overhand.
I hate going to a place
and I got
like,
a good arm.
It's a party. And then I'll just eat the terrible food, you know, like, and just like, because I don't want to throw it away. And I'm just like, oh, I hate all this, but yeah. I want to be polite.
Well, eating and tasting completely different. You know, as long as you're seen eating it, I think you'll be okay. But I think the best thing to do, make sure, young lady, if you do get him to do your preference, praise the heck out of him. Make sure he gets the acknowledgement.
Yeah, that's
when he does it right.
Like, this is perfect.
Like, make him feel silly for making it an argument in the first place. Like, oh my God, babe, I don't know what you did tonight, but this has earned you definitely a few more hours in the bedtime. Whatever it is that you do as a reward, make sure it's worth
that's
it so that he
point.
Does it again.
It sounds to me like he hasn't gotten the point because she got him a thermometer and he still has been overcooking it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we went to a restaurant the other night for a birthday celebration and two of the people did not like their meals, like straight up. And this is a well-known place. And I was like, well, I'll take it home because I'll probably eat it. And then I swear to God, the next day for lunch, I was like, it tastes good to me. And then for dinner, I had the jambalaya or whatever. I was like, tastes fine to me, you know. So I'm a pretty easy.
Yeah, me and Rulos, I think we're on the same page. Fool is fuel. Fool is fuel.
Yeah,
fool is, you know what I'm trying.
I feel you.
Yeah,
food is fuel. Yeah. Also, she might consider getting him a sous vide, which is the vacuum cooking method, French method of cooking with hot water.
Oh, right.
Circulating water.
That's cool. Give him another good way to burn food.
No, it doesn't burn. The thing is, you can't mess it up. The fact is, you can't. It's impossible
timer, right?
to mess up. Yeah.
Sounds like this guy can take that challenge.
He couldn't cook a hamburger.
No,
like,
check it out. So
who screws that up?
This is interesting. So you vacuum seal the food into bags, right?
Right.
A bag. Then you put this thing, a circulator, onto a pot. Now, you don't put the pot on the stove. Mm-hmm. You set the circulator for like 135 degrees, which is like perfectly cooked chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put the chicken in that water. It circulates the water around, and it brings the chicken up to the temperature of 135, which is perfectly cooked. Then you just sear it off on the pan to get that color and a little bit of crisp, and it's perfect every single time. It's like cheating.
Wow.
But it does. It's a little bit of a process, yeah. But I have one, and I've made chicken. You can't make chicken taste better.
You're still using it a lot? Oh, yeah. I remember you had it.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
It's just like any other thing Instapot. That you get. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I was all excited about my air fryer first, and then I don't think I'm important.
We use the hell out of the Instapot. We do use the hell out of it. We make a lot of shredded
Russ,
chicken
I'll give
tacos.
You $20 for that air fryer.
At $20?
I'll give you $20 for it.
No, I might use it for something.
For what? A doorstop?
You did that pot roast in your Instapot? That thing?
We haven't done it yet there. We're not a big pot roast family.
Russ, what's worked well on that Instapot, man?
She's made shredded chicken. We had a lot of shredded chicken, okay. And does it like in soap fast. And we had another crock pot kind of deal that took a lot longer. It seems to work really well. But yeah, we eat a lot of chicken tacos.
A lot of guys will make the braised kale or do the greens because usually it takes them a long time to cook, but you can get them really, really good in no time at all.
Well, Melissa, I hope that helped you. I think basically the answer was, you know, to kind of personalize it and say it's more about you than telling him he did it wrong, and that might help the situation. Here's another email from a listener. By the way, you always can email me, russ@wtks.com, and we'll handle some of these on the air like we are doing right now. This is Kevin. Kevin been listening for a long time, and he says he used to listen to us when we opened up for Real Music Weekend. So that's a long time ago. This is Kevin. I'm a big music fan, and I found myself single again. I love to sing karaoke, and I think I'm pretty good at it. I have a first date with a girl this Friday, a girl that I really like a lot. My friends say she's really cool. I was out of ideas for dates, so I was thinking about taking her to the karaoke bar and have a few drinks and have some good food and sing. My sister is trying to tell me that the karaoke might be too intense for a first date. Listen, all of my other dates haven't gone that well recently, so why not just go where I want to go, don't you think? Should I skip karaoke or just go do something else? Kevin, longtime fan.
Wow, here's a guy who's going to be getting to know Bigfoot porn very much as soon as he gets up.
You know what?
What do you think?
Just going off of what he's saying there, and level of comfort,
yeah.
And he's crashed and burned on other ones,
yeah. And he's like, "But why not go to something I like?
Go to an environment that you're comfortable in, and if you're confident in that,
you get up and sing karaoke. Then damn it, sing karaoke."
Yeah, I'm not saying to do the whole night there, but let's say if you do an hour. Right, uh-huh. And you have that as be fun and everything, and get involved because the place at Universal, Islands, that place on Universal,
it's a blast.
That place is a lot of fun, and it's almost like
you have a backing band.
Yeah,
though. It's live backing band.
Exactly. So you have the backing band. You got the people there on stage with you to sing with you and everything.
Yeah,
and becomes kind of festive, kind of party-ish.
But what you don't do, Kevin, is don't try to talk her into getting up there if she doesn't want to. Whenever someone pressures someone to get up and sing, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I went on a first date to a karaoke place.
Did you really?
Yes, and I remember it was like out of Curb Your Enthusiasm because we went to a place I didn't realize it was karaoke. We get there and the girl sits down and like we're gonna order some drinks. Like, do you care if I do? I'm like, yeah, sure, go for it. She goes up there, signs up. I didn't have any idea. Like, I just met her at like the Roxy. She goes up there and starts belting out this beautiful ballad.
Like Cruddy Chop My Future?
No, it was this beautiful. People were like looking at her.
I
like,
would have proposed right there.
And then they're looking at you and they're like, they're pointing at me like, you guys are so cute. And I'm like, this is the first day. And then I got up there and sang the thong song.
Hey! Oh, look at that.
You know what?
So was it a good first date?
We're not together. So, well, you know,
she the thong song.
Yeah. Lowe said there was something key, though. Don't surprise him.
Yeah.
Let them know that this is what you're getting in for.
Yeah.
If you're going to do karaoke is like more of a social event. And I say, like, invite some friends and then go to, like, one of those, like, Korean karaoke places.
Private room kind of
deal. You get
deal.
The private room. You're having fun. Drinks are being served.
I didn't know they did private room karaoke.
They're so
That's
fun.
How they do it, yeah. Yes. I'm surprised that hasn't taken off more here where you get a group of people together and you get in that private room, and then it's so you're not embarrassed in front of everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it would do really well. Yeah.
I will tell you, not to give him a free plug or anything, but you know, if the karaoke thing, if you're kind of iffy on it, the whole trivia thing
is a great one that
Ryan does is a lot of fun. You can sit there and talk about the answers with each other. It gives you a reason to talk about if it's a first date, you might be looking for things to talk about. So you can, but then if one of you, the two of you, is too competitive, it could end up being a fight.
Well, you might find out they're a dummy as well.
Yeah.
Like,
would you give somebody the answers and advance, just kind of like make them look a little better on their date. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we're not going to discuss this on the air, but you know, just me and you.
I'm going to give you a solid no.
And a wink.
So don't wink, wink. Ask for answers in advance if you're a Monsters fan.
That actually, trivia is a great first date spot. I mean, like, I get a lot of first dates at trivia, and then you can write on your team name, like, this is our first date, and then I shout you out, and people send a like that, and all
kinds
of stuff.
It takes a lot of pressure off each one of you. Also, each question gives you another thing that you can talk about. You find out, well, this dude's into Star Wars, and maybe I am as well, and then it goes back and forth. I agree 100%. But I used to go to trivia quite often, and you'd see a lot of people in there on first dates. And believe it or not, the karaoke thing, I think, is also a great first date because it breaks down that ice, that barrier that of looking silly. You know,
I think it's a good idea. He says, you know, listen, all my other dates haven't gone that well recently. Why not just do something that I want to do?
It's a good idea.
Why not do it? What the hell? Might as well see how it turns out. If it doesn't turn out well, it wasn't meant to be, because, you know, if you didn't have a good time, then you know what meant to be.
I'm going the complete opposite. He should do exactly what he hasn't been doing. Like, why is he doing what he wants? He should be doing what the date wants, right?
No.
Yeah, but if that hasn't been working.
The worst, is that what he's saying he's been doing?
Texas Service says, what if she wants to rent Passion of the Christ and hang out?
That was one of my first dates.
Never go to a movie on a first date. You sit there in silence for 2 hours. It's a little bit awkward.
Literally, one of my wife and I's first date was Passion of the Christ. And she cried the entire time. I had no idea what the movie's about. I was like, let's just go see this new Mel Gibson flick.
Wow.
And he's a good guy.
He seems like a really solid good dude.
And you end up marrying her. There's no rhyme or reason. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
She cried the entire, because it's this horrible movie. I've seen Jesus getting whipped, and I'm like, oh my God, what did I bring her to? But it worked out. We got a kid.
I don't understand the correlation there.
What a kid, she had to stay.
She had to stick around.
There you go. Hey, if you want to get tickets, there's you know, some tickets remaining. Not that many, about 20 or so, for the Monster Brew Bus. You want to get them now. It's going to be a lot of fun. We want to thank the people from MCA Transportations for making this possible. It's going to be a Saturday on August the 11th, and we're going to hit three different breweries. We got a big, beautiful bus. The bus is like luxury. It's super, super nice. A bunch of Monster fans get on it. We go to Sanford Brewing, we go to New Smyrna Brewing, and Daytona Beach Brewing, and it's the Brew Bus, and what happens on the Brew Bus stays on the Brew Bus, right, Angel?
Yeah, you got Brew Bus friends, and it ends up being a great time, and you don't have to worry about driving. The bus is air-conditioned, and it's just a real good vibe. And again, what's cool about this is that we're supporting independent business owners here in the Central Florida area, and getting to see everyone's different places takes on different beer styles.
That's right. Brew Bus tickets are available on our website at Monsters. FM. There's also a video of a ghost in St. Augustine. There's a bucket of chicken on Iggy Azalea's butt. You got Tattoos Day. You also have how you can win tickets in the first five rows to WWE SmackDown. The information about that is on the website at monsters.fm. Information about the upcoming skate night. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Monster Back to School Skate Party, brought to you by Carlos B. And of course, Angela Boone will be there. I'm going to be there. Savannah, Ryan Holmes, and his cotton candy bonanza. And it's happening on August the 10th.
Question, you think Vince can skate?
Vince Taylor, can you skate?
What's the definition of skate? Does it just mean rolling, or is it like with finesse?
Without falling?
Yeah.
You should join us.
I'll come and do. Yeah, I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, that's not a definitive anything.
I have my afro ready.
Yeah, bring the fam.
All right.
Yeah, and the idea is address whatever school that you're representing.
Yeah, hey. Back to school. So it could be FAMU. It could be UCF. It could be your APK. It could be your high school. It could be your college. It doesn't matter. Bring school supplies. It's for a gift for teaching. This is going to be a really fun night.
And still some tickets left for Universal Orlando. This coming Saturday. It's a Monster Fan Appreciation Show. You want to listen all week long, because we might give them out on YouTube tomorrow. We might give them out during like some sort of a pop quiz. You never know. We got tickets for this coming Saturday. We want to see you there. It's Universal Studios Orlando. We'll be live on Friday morning and then also live Saturday morning out at Universal Orlando. Dirty Jim?
Yeah, just follow everything Jim Colbert Show if you don't mind. It's at the Jim Colbert Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
All right. And then Ryan Holmes?
At Ryan Holmes Comedy. And come out to the Hammer and Lamb tonight at 6 for trivia.
Vince Taylor?
At the Real Vince Taylor at Instagram at Bonkers this weekend at Sanford, Friday and Saturday.
Angel, Friday night, it's... Friday night, you're still doing What the Hell is Angel Listen to?
Absolutely.
Awesome, very good. All right, stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock, it's the one and only Jim Phillips from the Phillips File. Then it's Tom and and Dan. Then it's Real Laughs with Monster Comics, and we're back tomorrow for a Wednesday edition to do our thing. From Dirty Jim, Ryan Holmes, Angel Rivera, Vince Taylor, and Carlos Navarro.
And the leader of this mess, Samari Man, Russ. Oh, you love my foot, Rollins.
You gotta go see them. Thank you so much for listening. We ain't gotta go home.
We gotta get the hell up out of here.
Swirl.
Lots of people call. Some even do it without crying. Real Radio 104.1.